Blog Talk Radio.
Twilight Zone. Welcome to the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of Your Son. I am your host, Dry Bones, and let me tell you, you're going to be like you're in the Twilight Zone. With all that's going on today, man, oh man, couldn't get no more bizarre than what it is. So this morning, we look forward to having you join us. We got special guests coming on. We're going to be talking about South Florida and Miami first, Region 4, and then we're going to spread it across the board. As you all know, today's program is called Crypto Cyber Gavi War. What you're seeing is a crypto war. I know you don't know what's going on, many of you, but I try to tell you the connection. That's why it's called the Dry Bones Connection. The connection is quite clear. What we experienced here in South Florida with the collapse of a 9/11 type event. Well, let's just take it back a little bit. I told you a couple of weeks ago, I actually told you that for the first time, a Bitcoin city is being developed right here in Miami. Bitcoin is going to be part of Miami's new growth. And they had a convention here, a Bitcoin convention. As you know, the governments of the earth do not like Bitcoin, some of them, and some of them do. This is what you call the Enlightenment Age. This is the first time a currency can actually be brought to fruition without no middleman. So, of course, the middleman is mad, which is usually the federal and the banks. Unfortunately, this is the time. They claim this is the birth. It's not even gotten started yet. They say this is the birth. Well, one of the most famous people in this promotion of Bitcoin, a cryptocurrency, and we told you a couple shows ago, cyber wars were going to be in effect. Well, you are seeing them firsthand. You just don't know there's cyber attacks. But the crypto attacks is connected to the cyber attacks. And it's going to be all connected by the end of this program to the GAVI. So you better look that up while this program is about to get super hot early because we don't have time to play. Software entrepreneur John McAfee, which you all use, antivirus McAfee, was found dead this week in a prison in Spain. Well, Spain, Miami, Spain, strange. On Wednesday, June 23rd, grabbing headlines around the globe. Now, this individual had already said that he was found to be a suicide. Right there should be a wake-up call because that's always happened. After the Spanish High Court authorities authorized his extradition to the United States on taxes. They say that the rich don't pay taxes. Well, wait till you find out who don't really pay taxes. You're going to really flip out. You've been played. You've been bamboozled, just like Malcolm X said. And it's going to be a hard recovery. Well, again, this was all done. He was arrested in Spain, which is actually his headquarters in Europe, just so you didn't know that. His headquarters is in Europe. And what's the Miami connection? Big time. He was married here in South Florida, got plenty of pictures of him throughout South Florida, well known. Now, put it all together. They want to do away with cyber, with the crypto, which is a cyber money. He's a proponent of it. He's telling everybody it's the number one thing since cocaine, the best thing in the world, he says. Now, this is a hardcore brother. Married to a sister who actually was a prostitute. Heavily armed. Now, many of you probably never heard of him probably up until now, but if you have, we're making sure you do. Second part of the program, y'all better jump on too after we bring our guests. We're going to bring on one of our, best correspondents that we have had on our ground here in Florida, as Brother Rob Collins, and he's going to be talking about housing, because right now with all this going on, housing is the number one issue here in Florida, and also the evictions that he proclaimed and prophesied during COVID, that if you didn't understand what was going to come, it's coming. So we'll have him on a little later in the program before the 11 o'clock. We'll switch him in before 11 o'clock. I want to get him in so we can give him some time to kick it to you guys about how you may be able to stop your evictions if you are listening to us in South Florida and all through Miami. Better listen carefully. Well, we're going to start this show off because this man has already posted on his arm a tattoo called WAC, which fueled this so-called conspiracy. Then we get another thing saying that he gave a location of 31, I guess, terabytes of files about, remember, this is the same guy who had issues with governments because he could see right through their back door. And guess what? Dominion came up. Also, you can see that voting is the number one issue because they know what took place during this election. Now, many of you still hold tight to that. That's fine. But facts do matter. And by the end of this program, the facts will always matter. So I'm trying to get everybody to understand that this strange events are taking place. The cyber war has already taken place along with the crypto war. The third war we'll get into at the end of the program when you find out that those of you who have taken the shot, you ain't got to worry about dropping dead. You got to worry about your pineal gland being what you think. That's the seat of the soul. That vaccine is supposed to attack your pineal gland. You'll find that out later. That's why many of you are having effects, but you ain't having the one you're going to have. Get ready for that. So we got a full pack of show, a full pack show today with many of you across the country calling in. We're looking forward to hearing from you all. But let's get this show started. But those of you who have never heard this man is what I call, he's a legend in let's say, behavior. Now, unfortunately, many people do not know how important he is to the crypto world. And he was a fugitive. Now, I'm going to give you just a synoptic overview of why this connection seems so plausible and why, after his death, did a building collapse, which very strange, everybody. Even with a sinkhole, no evidence of a sinkhole as of yet, no evidence of true erosion that they claim is done by salt water. When you got a whole row of hotels all across the board, same time frame been built, I'm not trying to throw anything but the facts on it. So we're going to make sure the facts do matter this morning. So let's start the facts with, who is this man, John McAfee? This man was, his wife claimed all he wanted to do was fish and drink, and she wasn't lying. This man is what you call a very strange character. Let's get the show started.
It's clear from the start.
What are you going for? One of everything.
Charismatic.
Sorry, so this is Scott.
And outrageous.
I am the tequila master on this planet.
John McAfee. Are
you sure you've got enough, John?
Has a very well-stocked bar.
We've moved on to gin.
I'll take it. Thank you.
And an unquenchable thirst for life.
And champagne.
So now we've moved seamlessly on to podcast. Now, is that it?
I think we're done.
What's it like being John McAfee?
Well, I doubt that you would want to walk in my shoes for more than 24 hours.
Walking in the shoes of hard-drinking, pistol-packing renegade John McAfee is exactly what I'm about to do.
I sleep with a pistol in my hand.
And in the space of a day, the eccentric computer genius and accused killer covers a lot of ground.
Gee, you've had a fascinating life, haven't you?
Oh, it seems normal to me.
International fugitive, you've run for president, you're a king of cybersecurity. This is not a normal life.
The normal life should be doing what you damn well please, and I do what I damn well please.
And doing what McAfee damn well pleases begins the moment he sits down.
You're going to be smoking during this interview?
I don't know what the Australian attitude towards smoking is, and quite frankly, I don't care, because I am going to smoke. Right?
I get the sense that you sort of make your own rules, and that's how it is.
You asked me for the interview. I didn't ask you.
These days, McAfee lives in a fortified mansion at a location he insists we keep secret. He's building his second fortune, this time as the king of cryptocurrency.
The Pandora's box has been opened.
Everybody's going, oh, I wish I'd gotten in on Bitcoin at the beginning. This is the beginning.
McAfee made his first fortune in the 80s. He was a young and talented computer programmer who worked out a way to tackle the world's first computer virus.
So I read this and I go, oh, how is this possible?
A computer virus is a program written by a hacker.
And then it dawned on me how they did it. I go, wow, that's brilliant. And then instantly it dawned on me, well, you could do this to stop it. So I wrote a little program.
How long did it take you to write?
2 days.
2 days?
Yeah, 6 months later, I had $30 million.
McAfee software became the global standard for antivirus security.
McAfee may help you.
And a gold mine for him.
How did that change your life?
And my wife bought bigger houses and Mercedes and, you know, the garages kept getting bigger and we had more staff. But other than that, I was doing what I loved, like I always had. You know, the joy doesn't come from the money or the stuff, it comes from what you do.
McAfee embarked on a life of luxury and extremes, which eventually took him to the Central American nation of Belize.
I was going to just fish, a boat, scuba dive, you know, lay in the sun on the beach, and enjoy myself.
He surrounded himself with the things he likes best. Drugs, guns, and girls. Lots of girls.
You had 7 women on the go at one time.
I would go over to the mainland to visit my jungle property, and I'd come back in the evening, and all 7 would have cooked dinner for me, right? Now, come on. So what do you do?
Did you have 7 dinners?
Yeah, I have 7 dinners, all right? So devious.
How much weight did you put on having to eat 7 dinners every night?
Well, I lost it trying to service them all. So it's not the heaven that people think. It's seriously a nightmare.
In Belize, McAfee won favour with locals by donating weapons to the police and computers to the government. But his idyllic life in the tropics came to a crashing halt when his neighbour, Gregory Fall, was murdered, shot dead the day after a bitter dispute with McAfee over his incessantly barking dogs.
He didn't like my dogs, that was clear. The dogs didn't like him.
That night, your 9 dogs were poisoned.
And that night, Gregory Fall was murdered.
That very next night. It's the timing people can't get their head around, isn't it?
Well, please God, what maniac. After someone had murdered your dogs, you suddenly, the very next day, murder them? Please God, anybody would be smarter than that.
Did you get away with murder?
No, I did not do murder. This is, let me make this perfectly clear. I had nothing whatsoever to do with the murder of Gregory Fall.
But McAfee didn't hang around to answer any questions.
Do you know who this is?
He fled, claiming he'd been framed because he'd put spy software in those computers he donated to the government.
My name is John McAfee.
Which revealed ties with the ruthless Sinaloa drug cartel.
I have absolute proof.
McAfee encouraged the media to cover his crazed life as a fugitive.
John McAfee is joining us now by telephone.
My life has become a little more intense.
Frightening for you was it, that period on the run?
Well, it's tense, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It was touch and go. The evidence surfaced afterwards that the Prime Minister had ordered that I was to be brought back in a not living condition.
McAfee finally surfaced in Guatemala.
How many people at the checkpoint?
Where he was arrested.
John, where are you going?
To jail.
And then faked a heart attack to avoid extradition back to Belize. It worked.
John McAfee has been granted a stay of deportation to Belize.
McAfee was sent home to the US instead, where his life remains, well, complicated. Take his second wife, Janice, who he met under unusual circumstances.
She was a prostitute, a working girl. The smartest woman I've ever met, undoubtedly. Most devious woman I've ever met as well.
So devious, he reckons, that she secretly agreed to help the Sinaloa drug cartel silence him.
Janice tried to kill you?
Yes, she tried to kill me for 3 years. I mean, she got paid a lot of money by these people.
Yeah.
She would do things like leave the bedroom door unlocked, put things in my food, things like that.
Remarkably, Janice, the would-be assassin, is still his wife.
She confessed everything. But that's a small thing. A wife trying to kill you is not so bad. I mean, there are worse things a wife can do, trust me.
Even here at his mansion, McAfee is on edge, perhaps unhinged.
Let's run back inside.
Yeah, sure.
I'm allergic to this.
He's worried the drug cartel and the Belize government are still after him.
I hacked the Belizean government for 5 months. And I have all of that data. Tens of thousands of hours of recordings and videos of the Prime Minister ordering the murder of his competitors, of gang members he didn't like.
So, to protect himself, McAfee has an armed bodyguard.
This is my good friend, Jimmy.
Now, I'm going to leave it there because we're about to open the hotline. You heard that. Guatemala, wasn't that where the Vice President Kamala Harris was recently, right before the death of this individual? And he's being held in a Spanish court to be extradited on what? This is the big question everybody should be asking themselves. And he said he can hack into any system. He knew all. He was giving computers out to the whole world. Are y'all ready for the Helios? It's about to get hot. 8554, you are on the Helios. Welcome. I'm bringing everybody in. Go ahead.
What's going on, man? Hey, Gabby
Look it up, everybody. It's an international organization created in 2000 to so-called improve access to new and underused vaccines for children living in the world's poorest countries.
Woo! Wait till we get into that. Wait till we get into that. It's a war, I told you, on all three fronts. It ain't going to be nice if we don't wake up soon. What's your thought about this, this McAfee?
I'm going to be honest with you. I got mixed feelings about this dude because either two things, bro. Either he was actually enemy of the state, a.k.a. Will Smith, go back and check out the movie, or he worked for government, and he got a hold of a lot of their secrets and stuff. He knows some stuff. And they had to silence him before he put the information out. And this whole situation with him is eerily similar to Epstein. So yeah. That's why I said this whole suicide in jail thing, as soon as that came out, it raised a lot of red flags with me, you know.
Yeah.
Could he actually be dead? It's a possibility. Could he be alive? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a possibility. Think about it, everybody. I mean, he just admitted to you in his own interviews. If y'all watch his last podcast, I put it out there on Facebook for y'all and like it. If y'all see his last one, the man just goes, tells everything. He tells, I couldn't put it on, was so big. He tells everything. He said this whole thing was a war on your body and in your mind. He said your body is fight. He was going into all kind of metaphysical analogy as he went to the tirade, and he was like, wow. And I'm going to tell you something. Very, very crazy, but very accurate in his analogy of what's taking place. And again, he's on antivirus, everybody. Antivirus, that you all use it. You all use it. If you're on a computer, it will pop up. Let me go there to one.
Now, you talking about antivirus. It's funny. It was interesting you said that. Now, you talking about antivirus as far as the computer, or you talking about antivirus as far as the shot?
No, both. Because his concept
Right. Yeah. You see, here's the thing about that, though. Unfortunately, here, you could talk to people till they blue in the face, put out the information, whatever. It's people still walking around in masks, bruh. It's people still taking the shots.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what? It's black folks. Don't nobody want to hear that. Yeah, it's black folks.
It's black folks. And I'll tell you by the end of this program, when I get to why I got a real doctor from Switzerland, gonna be. I'm from Switzerland, everybody. And when you hear what she says, Switzerland is done, and you want to have your meetings for the World Bank and all these black reparation groups talking about going to Geneva. Well, you go right ahead. You go right ahead. By the end of this program,
get caught up in CERN.
Because Gavi, if you look up Gavi, like he just told you before we get into that, you're going to be totally shocked what Gabby is able to do. Let me go to 6661. I'm going to hit everybody. And we're going to keep on this subject because I don't want to go past this too fast because I got a guest coming up from South Florida who's going to help because the housing market, again, is going up tremendously. But go ahead, brother. 6661.
Hey, my brother. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, listening to that introduction, well, you know, they talk about McAfee. You know, to me, he comes off as somewhat of a economic hitman. Remember the book that was written by the brother who went into details?
Yep.
He comes off as a cyber economic hitman, and he knew all sides of the play. And he kind of reminds me, hearing him, of like a Richard Branson, the owner of Virgin Airlines. What's the name?
Right.
Branson.
Right.
He comes off as a maverick economic hitman. And the brother, he knew a lot of secrets. And I wouldn't be surprised if he may have pulled a Machiavelli. You understand? He may have gone to Ireland, or so, which has the cheapest corporate tax rates, and we could tie that into when Trump, when he became president, where did he go? To Ireland. Ireland has the cheapest corporate rates in the world, 12%. And remember what I told you, the G7, they met a couple weeks ago to establish a 15% corporate tax rates. They're gonna put it in a funding the tax rates that they're going to tax these corporations. However, they're going to give it right back to them. They're not going to keep it, but it's like a saving somewhat, and they're going to give it back to the corporations. And yeah. That's what I take on that.
They're going to give it back to the corporations, and I'm going to tell you how they're going to do it, because I looked it up, and people, I have to make sure what y'all send me. Y'all send the stuff. I'll just keep it going. Man, the 70%, let's not forget the corona bonds. They're preparing for the reset. So when the banks do the switcheroo, they'll get their cut. Because remember, 70% is a lot of money to be given away. Let me get 3364.
Isn't it also true that they want the aim or the goal is to get 70% of people vaccinated also? That ain't no accident, bro.
That's it. 70% is going along with it's all three. Crypto, today's program, everybody, is crypto, cyber, and Gabby War. Those are three wars. Let me get 3364. You on the Helios.
Oh, my brothers and sisters, it's deep out there. The plot thickens, man. It's some beautiful time to see this shit happening.
Oh, yeah.
And, but Mac and P remind me, remember that dude,
Say that again, man.
All he wanted to do is, remember Ernest Hemingway?
Yes, Ernest Hemingway. Down here in South Florida. That's yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they love him in the Keys, man, in Cuba. All he want to do is fish and make money and have fun and play with you. You know what I'm talking about, man. But and also, this McAfee thing remind me of Dr. Fabian. Didn't they kill him in Honduras somewhere in the prison? Dr. Fabian knew too much.
Right.
Man,
same way.
Deep, man.
Being extradited.
Yes,
that's right. Dr. Sabi was being extradited, ended up with some cash in a jail. Y'all know. And the wifey, hold on. And the wifey knew and didn't say shit for weeks. Now, this guy said his own wife. He thought his own wife was going to kill him. And yet, he's still with this black woman, y'all. This the black woman who led me to all this. I found out they was married in South Florida. They was married in South Florida. On what street, everybody?
No, what street, man?
Collins
Avenue.
Tell me
what street.
Collins Avenue.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right, man. As far as that building, bro. As far as that building, you can see the sparks and flashes, man, when they hit that building with some kind of electronic direct energy weapon, man. You can see the sparks. There ain't no electricity, man.
Hold on. I can't go there yet, but stay with me. So you already don't go.
Okay.
He already knew a clip that I was gonna play. I want y'all to know something. I have the clip. Tesla. Nikola Tesla.
Yes,
everybody.
Sir.
It's called a death ray. I will play the clip later. Y'all better be listening. It's a death ray. It can. Y'all don't even understand how far advanced this shit is. Nikola Tesla was able to vibrate the Brooklyn Bridge. Go look it up. It's a fact.
Oh, yep. You're right.
The Bob gun,
right, man.
Wait till y'all realize how advanced the Bob gun is. That's why I say you are on the endangered species list. Let's get some more callers. 7472. Welcome to the Helios.
Greetings, brothers. And this is Brother Kwame in Georgia. How y'all doing today?
Much love to you as always.
Can you hear me?
Kwame.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing, family? And you're dropping it, man. Because, you know, McAfee is like Windows. It's on all computers. And that was his way into getting into most of all of this information highway and being able to get the best of the best to do what he did. And the thing is that you remember back in the day when Reagan wanted the space warfare and Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so that's what you saw was that laser come down and cut that building in half. You know, or that whatever technology that they use with it in order to get what she had, that information, because they got him, but they had to make sure that this virus, the antivirus, And this is what they're looking at, because they created the virus that he was going to expose, and they could not have that done. You know, because like you're saying, that 70% is, you know, there are 328 million people on Turtle Island, and half of that is 150 million people that's going to be infected.
Well, I'm going to say this. We're going to get into that, so keep that thought. The infection, that's where that Gavi comes in, y'all. I hope y'all start looking up Gavi and find out. I want y'all to look at how come we never heard of it. How come no one's talking about it? And here's another thing they're not talking about that we're going to get deep into today, right before, hopefully, my brother will be calling in shortly, but I'll keep that thought. It's going to be this, everybody. Listen carefully. It's not me saying this. This is what they form. It's called the Commodity Futures Trading Commission has formed a climate risk unit to understand how to address pricing during transition into a low-carbon economy. So they already got the blueprints out. They already putting stuff in play that is very much what y'all going to be talking about as we progress into this program. It's very, very, very interesting that they're able to pull this off by taking these conferences into countries that our news has been paid off not to go. Everything that's happening today, like he just said, McAfee is definitely just like Windows. He's everywhere. Now, he's on your computer right now. If you don't think you don't have it, you may not have it logged in, but it'll be asking you all of that all the time. Do you want safety, antivirus? Now, let's be honest, everybody. The biggest antivirus game just came out was our election. Now, he has something to do with that. I hope y'all know that.
But yeah. Isn't Bill and Melinda Gates part of the Gavi?
Yes, Bill and Melinda Gates is definitely part of the Gavi. And being that they are part of the Gavi, that's why they had to do the fake divorce. The fake divorce. They already knew they was doing what they do. You just heard what, let me just say this. Those of you, it's black folks and all kind of folks with even no money can go to these islands and live lavish. Let's make this clear. If you really tired of America, really, you could take your pension, which most of us are thinking about here in these areas, and go to Belize. It speaks English and Spanish. You can go to these countries, Dominican Republic. You'll live like a king. There's black people doing this
what,
right now. There's black people doing
Gavi
this right
stands
now.
For, and see, we got to understand what Gavi stands for. It's the Global Alliance for Vaccine.
Oh, I know that. That's why I put it, yeah. Yeah. Thank
international.
You.
Right.
International.
That's what we got to and see.
Right? International. I'm getting call you now. International. That's what I'm glad y'all said that. That international. That includes us. That includes America. And what
that's global and imperial.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all know they sent Fauci some powder, man. Somebody sent him a booby trap envelope, and he opened that shit. And almost a white powder came out. And so what they did was they made him get butt naked and went on a little childproof food and hold his ass down, man. That's Fauci. That what happened to Fauci yesterday.
Now, let me ask y'all. Y'all know that Fauci has been found out, everybody. Fauci's found out. They're doing control demolition on the media to make sure you don't see all the foolishness. They did not go to the border. That was all staged up. They put some fake ass shit. Maybe you think she went somewhere. She ain't go nowhere. You ain't see no kids. Where they want them to go is where kids and them are being. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. I put a flag up on this show. We're going to break this down. That flag was at an embassy. It's the rainbow flag, the LGBTQ community flag, the gay flag. They had the American flag at an embassy. That's not me. That's the embassy. The flag was in distress. It was upside down, everybody. It had the LGBT community in front of a distressed America at an embassy in the world. Go look it up. I don't put nothing on this, but it's facts. Now, the facts show that what Dr. Randy Short said that day on the show, the next day, I guess some of y'all probably did, but I'm talking to the whole connection of these 10 regions. Y'all didn't even pay attention. They shoved everything down your throat. And now your kids are in danger of going to school this year. to be vaccinated and to take on the hermaphrodite indoctrination program. Now, this is all why Virginia went berserk. If y'all didn't watch with Virginia, this is what y'all better start doing, what these other groups are doing that's out there. If you don't, even within your own area.
Well, you're right, Drabo, but the thing is, now we need to fall back, even though it's a good thing that we're all in different regions. But I say again, go back and look all the bills that your governors and legislators have been passing during the time all this stuff was going on.
Right.
That tells it all right there.
Right. And every governor, now I'm glad you said that, because that's why McAfee and all them with the cyber attacks and all this stuff going down with these attacks on the grid and stuff goes to show you that your governor, we said it was local. Everything is local, everybody. Everything. It starts local.
Connect the local with the global.
That's it. You connect the local, you know where it's coming from. Even Buffalo, New York has now picked a person who is a socialist. A socialist. In Buffalo. A woman.
She's a dangerous woman. We were talking about that in the group text last week, remember?
Right. You sure did. And I made
India
so much sense. There you go. There you go.
Yes.
Sisters. There you go. Go ahead. I got you in the queue.
Listen, Brown so pissed off that he wants to write himself in because he got to get that under the table money. He can't let that mafia money go. He tied in. You know that. So he don't want to lose that power. The police is trying to get him back in office. Why is the police trying to get him back?
Now he took it. Now here's where it gets deep. Stay with me. Now the police. The reason why the Buffalo people were so mad because he hasn't done nothing for the East Side. Let's look at the global agenda. It got him in the mob. He works for this group. He sticks strictly to. Now she comes in. But what Byron Brown, who's the mayor, this is a black man mayor in Buffalo, black people in power. What he did was let this police officer who tried to stop a person from being choked to death. A woman tried. It was a woman who tried to stop it. The rest of the men watched. She went to stop this dude. This dude held off and knocked her out. The police officer, her own comrade, hit her for telling her to stop from choking this man. She goes, sues, blah, blah, blah. You know that they wouldn't give her a pension. The black mayor would not sign for her to get her pension. But she just won $1 million case. She went back and won millions of dollars for keeping on fighting, even though nobody believed she would win. That's why I keep telling you. That's a spiritual war that she fought principalities and won. Now, the thing about this is she also went against, this is how the socialists get in, because they see how you could look at this and say, I can't stand capitalists. I can't stand them. They do. So now they brought in the socialist agenda with using women. And what better group to use is women? And sister, follow me.
Right, under the Democratic Party, though.
Under the Democratic Party, using Black Lives Matter. Everything we talked about is being demonstrated.
That's right.
Being demonstrated right now.
All of the agenda. So basically, they're going to be using her. She's just a puppet. They're going to be using her. But in the meantime, Brown got too many mafia ties. He can't let that go. So they're going to try to put him back in office. Because
that's
right. The ones running buffers.
That's right. Now,
what I mean by mafia is not just Italians and nothing like that era. They mafia, too. I don't know why nobody, Arabian Nights, come on, mafia, okay? They all of it is tied in. So where that money is, they want him back in place so that they can keep control over Buffalo, period. So it's more than just one nationality running Buffalo City. But in the meantime, it has to do with Brown.
Buffalo Mafia?
Thank you. That's
yeah,
why we call
say something
out.
About...
The Buffalo Mafia, you know it. Go ahead.
I want to say something about McAfee. I know you put in everything, but I had to turn my phone off and bring it back again because something was wrong with my phone. I couldn't talk. I couldn't hear anything. It was acting crazy.
Yeah.
So
go ahead.
I can't believe that they went and did a demolition. Yes, I can, because they did 9/11. Demolition on the fucking hotel where he said we hid the evidence. So nobody, why didn't he get nobody to get that shit, though?
Yeah. I want you to know that all that's being contemplated and thought about, because why did they pick that building? And if it is a natural disaster, if it is a natural disaster, and it could possibly yeah. be, we'll keep that thought too, because again,
hey, you gotta look at who owned that building, man. Who owned that
building?
Hey
Bones.
Okay.
Hey Bones.
Look at who owned
that building? Who owned the building? Cause, did y'all find out who owned it? Because they're gonna be sued to death right now. Everybody who don't know, there's multiple litigation going on. So we gonna keep that thought. Go ahead, make y'all laugh.
And there was a 5G. There was a 5G tower on top of that building too. That's 5G? Part of the lawsuit.
Oh, see.
And you got to look at who was in that building. They wanted to get hit. Somebody in there they wanted to take out. So they got federal feelings.
Hey,
you got to look at all these situations, circumstances.
All right, go ahead. I heard you, brother. Go ahead, Bones.
Hey, Bones. You know, going back to the mafia and what the sister said, you know, when they remember they interviewed Sammy the Bull Guarano, did, and he said the whole thing, this whole system, is based is mob, and I was like, what? If you look at the interview, he even said it, and I was like, damn. Now, going back to, you know, that the studies we've been doing and we talked about where all that land tied into South Beach and Miami Beach and all that and whatever, they lose a certain amount of the land sinks gradually every so many meters per year. They even had to come in and bring in artificial sand along the beach side because it was experienced so much erosion with the different hurricanes that they created through Harp. They was ravaging the land, so they brought in artificial reefs and everything, and so every so many years that land sinks. Now they were saying it was cancer inflicted land, and there was a report on that the structure was experiencing cracks and people were yeah. even saying that they heard like uh-huh. screeching sounds and all that. But also to add to that, inside people that were living inside that building were family to a couple president's daughters that were in a couple foreign countries. I didn't get the whole gist of that, but there were heavily VIP Yiddish people in that building, and they were tied to presidents of a couple of different foreign countries. Now, when the report comes in and we look at their list and we could actually pick out those people, but there were a couple of important people that were tied to presidents yeah. of various countries.
Now, let me say this too. I better get this in. Now,
and
we
that
wanted
be the
to
United Nations.
Yeah, everybody realize we do give our condolences to those who died in that particular, what I consider a catastrophe. And again, you know, it's nothing we can understand till you lose somebody in a devastation of that magnitude to realize, wow, even when you find out what took place, it's still devastating because you lost somebody. So, and I want to say this to the people who out there who always talk against these police and everything. Let me tell you, who the first thing you think got there? The police, fire department, black folks, Spanish folks, white folks went in there. And they endanger themselves right now because I'm going to tell you, if you don't realize 159 dead bodies is under concrete, stinking up, fire going on, I'm telling you, this is a war zone here. You have no idea. That's why I tell everybody, stay
but
away from
it. That was definitely a demo. It imploded. Don't no building implode like
that
unless it was set up
right
for
the,
a demolition.
Right from the middle. Now, here's something you got to think about, everybody.
And that's right.
Here, let me just say that I've been through a lot of catastrophes. Brother on his line, he's been through some. Let me just say this. An earthquake or something like that was a hit. Let's be honest. The bottom buildings will go, and not everything on top would not go. These things, the whole top comes down first. Bam. It's not like it came from the bottom and then collapse within itself and then it stops itself. Because if you collapse within yourself, don't you know about this stuff? Who just have just love to look up this shit? You'll see that the buildings fall different under different stresses. Anytime an implosion comes or some type of heavy equipment or some type of whatever takes it from the top, you got to wonder what hit it from the top. The bottom would have been easy to find because the cracks and fractures have been huge. They ain't finding that. They ain't finding that yet. Now, why can't they find it? And we got reports from all people across the country who are here saying that is unusual. They can't even explain it. They're going to suppress this news.
If they can't explain it, then you already know it's a cover-up. That's a cover-up.
They cannot explain it. So right now, we just give our condolences out. We're going to keep this program going. I hope y'all are listening all across the 10 regions because guess what? Remember when Biden went to see Putin? And he told Putin, well, don't hit this, and don't hit that, and don't hit over here. Don't you just realize that that connection that McAfee had would have been pretty much put the Russians on blast, the Chinese on blast, a lot of people on blast.
The United Nations on blast.
United Nations will be on blast. You think the news can cover up that much, that long? It's going to be harder and harder. That's why these programs that we have, you better take them and send them out and listen to them over. People, I'm just telling you, they're planning even more diabolical shit. That this is a test run.
But dry bones. Dry bones. I mean, I'm not familiar with the Florida area, but how far is Trump's Largo, that place that he owns there in Florida, how far is that from where the catastrophe went off at?
Oh, Mar-a-Lago is, yeah, hours away. He's
hey.
Hours away.
Hey,
yeah,
John,
but
Mom,
that
now, hey, listen, Coram, listen. He said it's down like a mile, 2 blocks from where Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump got a house down there. That's how
right.
Less than a mile from that building. All right? So that should tell y'all something.
Hold on. Let's bring some more in this. Y'all do know that Netanyahu is gone. And no one's talking about this. He's gone. Now,
yes, sir.
What if it's a, I just told you, what if it's a cyber crypto war going on? They just picked Miami to be the crypto city. We just found this out. They're bidding to be a crypto city. That's why that convention was here. That convention was here.
It said the building was owned by somebody named Nathan Reber. Nathan Reber. Nathan, last name R-E-I-B-E-R.
I got you, bro.
Ain't that sound like one of them damn Jews there? Nathan Reber. That's who owned
that
building.
That
building.
Area, I got my brother. I'm about to bring in Brother Kyle. I just want to say this. That area from North Miami on up is actually what they consider Jewish or Russian Jewish control.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody know Miami? North Miami, if you know Miami, you know what I'm talking about. North Miami is a very rich area because I played many times in that area. And let me tell you, a lot of Russian Orthodox Jews are in that area. Good people.
Sounds like it's a Jewish war going on.
Nathan Reber built that in 1981.
Nathan Reber.
1981.
Okay, hold on.
That building,
right? I need y'all to give me a minute. I got the guest from South Florida. I want y'all to listen. The man told you on a month ago in COVID, he said, pay your bills. Hold on. Try. I know it's hard. He said they're going to come after you with evictions. Well, that time has come. And I got to bring the man who brought that prophecy to fruition because he knew what he was talking about because facts matters on this program, no other than our buddy, our friend to the program, and legalese to the program. Brother Esquire, you with us? Brother Rob?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you quite well, man. Welcome again. Welcome again, as always, to this program. We bring you in. I hope you heard some of it. That property over there. Tell the people a little bit about property, and that value over there is tremendous. Before we even get into something,
you were right about that. Yes. For those of y'all who aren't in South Florida or just otherwise may not know about it, that was something that has occurred to a lot of people, is that where that building collapsed, there's a lot of rich people in that area, and it's just really surprising. It's very surprising. Let's be honest, usually disasters and problems and stuff like that, it happens where people don't have very much money. But regardless, wherever it happened, so sudden, so unexpected, what a catastrophe. I definitely agree with Dry Bones on that one. Just a catastrophe. I totally, that is the word I would use too. Thanks, Dry Bones. That's a good call. We were talking about evictions and how everything's going to come down. And, I mean, if you don't mind, I'll just get to it. There's a lot of news with the evictions.
No, get to it. Yeah. Get to it.
So I appreciate that. So y'all may have heard just this week, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, extended the moratorium on evictions through July 31st. So, and they also said that it's probably going to be the last time they updated. So what that means for people who may not have heard about this, an issue having to do with COVID, the federal government, essentially, long story short, the federal government says, okay, you can't be evicted anymore as long as you meet some, you know, a few criteria, and I'll run down that in a second. But that has been in place since, it's been in place for several months, and it's always had a deadline. And the most recent deadline was June 30th, which, you know, a.k.a. This coming Wednesday. So the federal government this past week, they said, okay, you know what, we're going to extend it through the end of July. So what you have to do, though, and the easiest way to do it for anybody who's listening, the easiest way to do it is to Google search CDC eviction moratorium, or even just CDC eviction, and it'll come up. You have to print out this form or electronically fill out this form, and you have to make a lot of declarations. Like, you have to say, I've been trying to pay the rent. If I get evicted, I'm going to end up on the street or homeless or living in shelters or living with other people. Because the idea behind it is, if people can't be in their homes, they're just going to gather somewhere else, a shelter, on the street, whatever, and that's going to spread COVID. And so you have to promise that this eviction is going to put you on the street or put you in otherwise crowded situations, and that you have been looking for work and you've been looking for money. That's the other thing that you have to promise, and you have to provide it to the landlord. Now, I will say it is important to note that this has been done across the country time and time and time again over the years so far. A lot of people have been using it, and some landlords are pushing back. If you get a landlord who says to you, what, prove to me you've been looking for work, prove to me that you'll end it, that is not part of it, and you do not have to provide that to them. If they file an eviction, it should be over. As soon as you give that form that, you know, makes those declarations, I don't want to be evicted, I can't afford to be here, help me out, give it to the landlord, that should be it. Any motion they were going to make, any movement at all that they were going to have on evicting you should stop right there. But some landlords, many landlords, are pushing back. They're saying, no, prove it to me. Give me the evidence. No, you don't have to do that. Don't worry about that. If they file an eviction against you and they go to court, you have to show, and this is important, you have to show in court, hey, I gave the landlord this eviction moratorium form, the CDC paperwork. I gave this to the landlord already, and that should end it there. The judge should be able to say, okay, fine, that's it right there. And now if the judge doesn't believe you, you might have to show evidence in court that you've been looking for a job, that you'll end up in a shelter. But your landlord is not a judge. I mean, you might actually have a landlord who's a judge. But as in acting as your landlord, they are not permitted to require proof. The declaration is itself all you need to give them. And so and this has happened, and people have been calling us, oh, I gave them the CDC declaration, but they told me I have to prove XYZ. You don't have to, not to them, not to the landlord. That prove it to a judge if the landlord takes you to court. So the most important thing you can do is have a copy or some proof a witness of some kind, or the best thing you can do really is certified mail, to show you gave this declaration to the landlord just like you were supposed to do. Because the other thing that the landlord might say, if it goes to eviction, say, oh, I didn't know about this, Your Honor. So you have to show, nope, they totally knew. I definitely gave this to them. So that just keep that in mind. And
right.
it actually, I mean, this eviction, just going to be real, it's only going through July 31st. So another lawyer, another community lawyer here in Miami was telling me, like, you know what, if people get evicted anyway and the landlord wants proof, let that landlord start that process if they want to. You know, if they want to be the wrong kind of people and treat you any kind of way, let them start the process. In the time it takes for them to get the case filed and for you to have the hearing that you are due, I mean, it's only been extended for another 5 weeks anyway. So
right.
Forget it. You know, just go along with it, whatever. Because by the time
now,
you get to that eviction, it's probably going to be ripe. And like we said before, if you can pay your rent, pay it. Because whatever you owe, this is not a rent forgiveness program. You are still going to owe all of your back rent. You're going to owe everything since you stopped paying.
Now,
you're going to owe it all.
Now, that's where we at. Hold on. I'm glad you put it right to that perspective, because here it is. Because most people, and I'm around a lot of people own property, and they telling me they're scared to bring in people. Section 8 is becoming the number one preferred renter, let's say owner of the property, rather have a Section 8 person over a person who is not Section 8, based on the fact that they can pull that, what they consider to them a stunt of, I don't have to pay you now. But what you're saying is, you can play the game of not paying somebody, but in the end result, a judgment going to be made to see if you owe this money in the end result. That's pretty much it.
Correct. And I would also say, if you can, because a lot of people, they think, and this is something that we came up on your show when we talked about this months ago, a lot of people are just like, oh, I don't have to pay it. Not only do they think that, they think they should be just living it up, like buying a nice car, going out, because now places are opening up again. No, if you can avoid it, having an eviction on your record is, I mean, that's going to mess up anything else you have to do again that has your Social Security number attached. So any kind of loan, a credit card, a car loan, any kind of home you want to get in the future, like any kind of home, renting or buying, all of that is going to be attached. So if you can avoid having an eviction on your record, avoid it. Like, I would say it's worth more than going out to the club or buying a nice new car. If you can avoid having that eviction, because that opens up a whole new thing, and I work in discrimination, that's one thing they can definitely use against you without even having to hide it. They can use your credit score. They can use your eviction history. No question. They can totally use that against you. So
now,
you got to be smart.
This.
This is a little relief, but it's temporary.
Now, let me say this. You help people. Please give out the information how they can contact you in South Florida, and for real, y'all need to look this man up. This man has been doing it. He's in the game. He knows the game, and he knows how to play it. And obviously, he mentioned this months, even before COVID. He's been on here quite a few times before COVID. He told everybody when it was getting hot that it was gonna happen. Now let me ask you this: if they cannot pay it, which could be a big issue coming up soon, what's going to happen to them? Is there any repercussions that they can go through? Any, you know, grievance? Because it seems like the main thing is they're going to look at your credit score, which we all been saying, as your criteria. So if you've been spending up that stimulus money and all the stuff that they're giving you, that is actually creating, in my opinion, it's creating people to spend money because they ain't working. They're getting more money to stay at home than they are working. Okay, that sounds great. But if you, at the end game is, I still have to pay bills from this stimulus money. So if they get evicted, is there a recourse?
That you know, I think that's very helpful to everybody that you just said that. Like, because if you think you don't have to pay rent right now, when that stimulus check comes, yeah, that's not going to be the first thing on your mind is putting that money away because, oh, they can't evict me anyway. And you're right. Like, that's just real. Like, a lot of people have come into money in the last few months, whatever, and they're just, you know, it's one thing if you have to buy food. But, you know, we know some people aren't spending that on food, and they're not putting it away. There won't be. I mean, I guess for lack of a better way of putting it, there won't be a lot of mercy. I can't think of a better word for it. There won't be a lot of mercy for the people who aren't listening to you right now. And, you know, maybe now it's kind of late, but we've been talking, like you said, we've been talking about this for months. There won't be a lot of mercy out there. There won't be a lot of systems. Because, and they'll look at that. You know, all of this is being tracked. So they will know that you got a stimulus check. They will know that it was cashed. And you will have to say, you'll say, oh, yeah, I can't pay my rent. I don't have the money. They'll say, well, you know, records show, Mr. Collins, you got a stimulus check. Where did that money go? And you're going to have to come up with something. And so this is kind of your chance
same
right now.
Same thing with the PPP loans.
Yeah, listening to Dry Bones right now is your chance. The chance won't be, like, when you talk about recourse, when they're trying to kick you out, your chance is now, not a month from now when you're being evicted and you have to say, oh, I didn't have the money. The time is now. Whatever you were going to maybe do with that money this weekend or next week, the time is now to be like, oh, I'm going to have to answer for this. So I'm really glad you said that. And actually, on that note, a lot of here in Miami-Dade County and places all over the country, counties and city governments have emergency relief programs. Now, I know a lot of them are the money just goes so fast, especially in a heavily or densely populated area. But everybody's in agreement. That's the best way to help yourself if you're facing any kind of moratoria. Because, like here in Miami-Dade County, for example, as soon as if you are one of the lucky people who can get that rental assistance relief, if you can get that, when the landlord takes it from you, it is actually a part of many of the programs. Part of the program is the landlord agrees to stop all eviction proceedings against you. So that is to say, I'm 5 months behind. Finally, the county is helping me out, pay some of this money. Okay, they gave me the money. I give it to the landlord. Even though I am right now 5 months behind, by taking that money, the landlord is saying, okay, I'm going to stop procedures against Mr. Collins. That is huge, because we were just talking about how having an eviction on your record is all this, blah, 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 blah. That money, because it's being used in the right way, it also comes with a string attached, and I thought that was a great move by the people who put these programs in place. It comes with a string attached that you are not under threat for eviction, at least at that time. You know, obviously anything could happen in the future, and you'll still have to. But for now, whatever they could use against you, they can't. And I'll tell you, I was on a call earlier this week with some other community people, and the rate of evictions, this is not going to be a surprise, rate of evictions is higher now than it was before COVID. So that is to say, just so people understand, like some people are like, oh, you know, I know there's been all these moratoriums, the courts have been closed, whatever. So what's really happening? Like, are the courts still closed? No. The rate of evictions is not only at pre-COVID levels, it is faster and more voluminous than pre-COVID levels. More landlords are availing themselves of that process. I got to get this person out of here. More people, like the courts are wide open. The landlords are really hitting it. Even though there are these moratoria in place, more people are being affected. And landlords are trying all kinds of different ways.
Hey, I got a question for you guests.
Yeah, sure. Let me get a question. Let me say one thing. The landlords do have a come to some if the landlords that own property who've been doing the right thing for all these months of letting them stay there. What's their recourse? Because what if people who got a con artist game, which we know they do, they can like stay in there thinking they can get away with stuff, and then if they want to be nasty to the landlord, if he does take his legal, they'll start messing up his property. So, in a nutshell, how the landlord's gonna get
That's a good question. So here in Miami-Dade County, for example, the rent relief, it can actually be applied for by a landlord. So a landlord who sees that coming can actually be the one who initiates the process. You know, and some landlords know that they have tenants who just don't care, or they're ignorant, or really they just don't care. And so the landlord can say, okay, I know you're behind. I know this program is in place. I'm not going to lead the horse to water and wait for you to fill out the forms. I can actually fill it out. So that's a great question. A lot of the programs have baked that in. The landlords can be the ones to ask. Because, some tenants don't know, some tenants don't care, but if a landlord wants to protect herself or himself, yeah, they can actually be the ones to apply. That's a good question.
That's good. Okay, let me
drive
some
home.
People.
Can I ask
go ahead. Somebody had a question. I think give them a question, and I'm going to give all y'all a chance because I remember y'all was also, heard somebody else. But go ahead, Brother Kwame, since you're on the mic. Go ahead.
Okay, the thing that I'm looking at is the landlords. If they've got mortgages with banks and the bank is looking at foreclosing because you haven't been able to pay the mortgage because you haven't been able to collect the rent, how does that protect them from being foreclosed on by the bank for that property that they own through the bank that they're renting out to the person who's not paying rent?
That's a great question. I mean, really, it's all a matter of negotiations. Most of the big banks, now it's going to depend on your lender, but most of the national banks, like now if you call in their number, and for the last 12 months, if you call into their number, even the automated system, the first thing they say is, are you having issues with COVID relief, like with your credit card, with your mortgage, with any of your accounts? Like, if so, you know, press one or whatever. And, you know, a lot of them have millions of customers, so it might take you a while to work it through. But I do know a lot of people who have gone through that process, and they're like, yeah, the bank worked with me. The same way they sit down with you to give you a mortgage in the first place, they have protocol that they're supposed to follow, and I certainly can't make promises for the behavior of anybody that you're going to actually get on the other line. But a lot of the banks have it in place where you explain your situation. I lost my job, or in the case of rent, I lost this rental income. But again, that kind of goes back to this emergency relief program. Sorry, just a second. Yeah. I was just going to say real quick, it goes back to the emergency relief program. If you live in a place that has one, then you say, I'm a landlord, I need to apply for this. Bank, can you hold on a second? And they may or may not work with you. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that makes sense. Because a lot of times, to take an initiative to go look this up, I know many of you in the line have done this. That's why we're talking to all the people out there listening. You better take initiative in your own destiny. Let me go to somebody else had a question, 1-877. I see
this is hey, how you doing? Good morning, bro. This is Derek from Chicago. Hey, I don't know you heard, but the Governor Pritzker just signed a House bill, which is entitled House Bill 2877. Basically, it's a bill that expands the Illinois rental payment program to a total of $1.5 billion and requires the sealing of all eviction records filed due to financial hardship all the way through to August 2022. And August of this year, he's supposed to phase out all the moratoriums on evictions and everything. But it was just like what you guys were saying earlier here. I know people, they were working and able to pay their rent, but they, for whatever reason, they just refuse to do it. But now my question to you is, now we were talking about the Section 8 situations and how this is going to affect the people. Now, I don't know, Drive Mons, you know this. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the HUD-VASH program. The HUD-VASH program is basically a Section 8 program for the veterans. So how is this going to affect veterans moving forward if they're not able to pay their rent or on the verge of getting evicted, because we got a lot of homeless veterans out there, and their particular issues are not being addressed.
That's true. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go.
I mean, I'm from Chicago, and I recognize that really, I don't know how to put it, if you live in a place that is progressive, either at the state level, the county level, or the city level, those kinds of grievances and those kinds of problems, you are more likely to have support and solutions. That's just real. So if you, I mean, and that's really just a roll of the dice, right? Like if you happen to live in Jackson, Mississippi, or Omaha, Nebraska, it might be harder to find a program that's going to, like you said, let's say I'm a veteran. I live in Seattle or another place that has more nonprofits, more tax money being dedicated to help get people off the street, get veterans off the street specifically maybe. So really the real answer to your question is, It's extremely case by case, and it ends up being a question of where do you live? Do you live in a place where more different kinds of people are being protected? And unfortunately, you know, a lot of us aren't. I live in a very business-friendly state versus tenant-friendly state, so I'm less likely to find a program that can help me. But so hopefully, you know, at the end of the day, unfortunately, hopefully you've got a bank or whoever else is involved in the process. There's somebody else who's going
to
listen.
Chicago is a very what they consider the new progressive agenda city. And so basically,
it's also a sanctuary city.
Sanctuary city, a lot of fun. I don't even want to know. You know, I mean, we can help. The masses need help, but somehow the government has to. Like for instance, I'm gonna ask you a question. I got 1-877. You want to ask a question? I know you deal in your area. Any question you want to ask out there?
1-877. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, sir?
All right, thank you. How are you? Good morning.
Pretty good. So have you, has Biden extended the eviction nationwide, or is it state by state?
So that one is nationwide.
And the foreclosures?
Yeah, that is nationwide through July 31st. But a lot of what the previous caller was just saying, like a lot of that stuff is way further up. End of the year, into next year, and that's going to end up being state by state for now anyway. But Biden has extended nationally for another month, through July 31st. And if you're, I don't know how else to put it, if you're lucky and you live in a place where there is a lot of community support and work, maybe there might be some entities giving some trainings or some information, because this all of this news is changing all the time. Here in Miami, the Community Justice Project and Legal Services of Greater Miami, they actually host every second Monday, they host a Know Your Rights in terms of all of these evictions, because everything's changing so quickly. And you can reach out to one of those entities. I'll say it again, Community Justice Project or Legal Services of Greater Miami. Those two entities combine to monthly give a training to stay on top of everything. So that's something that the folks down here in Miami have available to them. And, you know, for the rest of you listeners, hopefully you are somewhere where there's somebody else also training.
We're region four. Your area is region four that you're talking about. So I guess, and you're the capital up there in ATL, is the capital of region four, as far as this bank thing going on. So, yeah. And again, the housing market is changing. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Stay out with me, 1-877. Now, there is a battle for property here in our area.
Totally.
Me and you had this conversation. I've been to your events. I've heard some of the speakers. They were on point on what was going to be happening here. It's actually happening. We got some expensive real estate. Coral Gables is outrageous. I mean, now Cutler Bay is becoming outrageous. I mean, we got people being houses being built close to the Everglades. Now, let me ask you, because there's a lot of money coming around here. The black community is segregated itself here. I mean, we got the indigenous, what I consider those who've been in here for a year, since hundreds of years. You got the Bahamians. You got now Jamaicans, of course, the Haitians, of course. Every group is coming from a colonially ideology of rulership that is considered European. We're dealing with properties being taken by corporations here. How does the common middle class, let's just deal with the class that seems to be being targeted for destruction. If the middle class cannot get, especially black middle class, cannot get these affordable housing in Florida, Miami, let's just use mine, because once you pass Miami, it gets better, everybody. I hate to say that, but once you get out of this area, it gets better. Tell me, how can we survive the next generation of just black, whatever the ideology, Jamaican, Haitian, how can we survive in a climate that is so egregiously for the rich? It's like,
you know,
these houses who's giving the money? Let me ask you a quick question now. You don't have to answer, but if you can, who's giving the money to the Hispanic community? Because they are having houses that was in black communities. They look like little mini mansions now in the black community. I'm not making this up.
That's a great question. And the answer is the answer is, I guess, always been, and it's a hard process, but going through the political people. Like that's the real power you have is at the ballot. And then once people get elected, holding them accountable. So what happens is all these – in Miami is the easiest, perfect example, tragically. The developers who come in, and they are not Miami-based, they come in – or if, even if they are Miami-based, they come in, they have infinite money, infinite, before they even start a project, before they even take the pay for it. They have infinite money to begin with. And when, at whatever level, county level, state level, federal level, city level, when it has to be approved and they have to get permits, when the permits are being – I mean, let's take a very clear example. When David Beckham was trying to build his stadium, do you think he was talking to the community? Like he might have had a meeting or something, but he wasn't spending all of his time talking to the community. He was talking to the City of Miami commissioners one by one, and like I said, this is not housing, but it makes it clear – he really made the rounds. He made the phone calls. He tried to get the connections. The developers for housing is the exact same thing. They say, "Wait, what can I do for you, Commissioner, so I can get this vote to go through?" You know, they rename stadiums. Even just renaming stadiums, it has to be approved. Things have to be approved. And if we elect people who give that rubber stamp, that okay stamp, and don't really think about it, you know, don't even look back, they are not being held to account. Like after it happens, "Oh, you said this was going to be built in our community with affordable housing, and now I understand there's not going to be one unit of affordable housing. What's going on?" And they say, "Oh, well," and I've heard this. Oh my God, I've heard this. We don't want to attach strings because we don't want to scare people away from developing. So we don't want to like give out government contracts and have them have to follow all these rules, because then people will just stop working with. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Do you think that with a bunch of strings attached that people aren't going to take government money? Just like you said earlier, Drybone, that Section 8, like that's guaranteed, that's government money. As long as there is a government, you are owed that money. People will take those developers.
Now we're getting deep. We go in there. Section 8, everybody, if you are a landlord, listen to me carefully, and you better learn the game if we're going to get anything in this country that's actually we should be happy. We're going to get into a little deeper stuff in a little bit, because gun laws is connected to black folks as well. Guess what? Gun laws was before us. It was for us.
Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, we don't know federal law. We don't even know local law, and I'm so happy to have my brother on here, Rob Esquire. Rob, if you want to give any information of any events that you need people to come to in the South Florida or your area, please give it out now, and how you can, because you've been doing it. You win the game, so I love it.
Much appreciated. Well, I would just say, you know, if we don't have any events coming up, but I will say if you need to reach us at HOPE with housing discrimination, housing generally, we're at 305-651-HOPE, 305-651-4673. If you think you are facing discrimination, that's what we do. If you think you're facing discrimination anywhere outside of South Florida, though, like you're in Atlanta, you're in Orlando, you're in Florida, just not South Florida. You're in Orlando, you're in Las Vegas, you're in Chicago. Just Google. The best thing you can do is Google housing discrimination and wherever you are. Because in some places, there's a nonprofit like ours that fights housing discrimination. But in other places, your city or your county government has an office that deals with it. So wherever you are, for all of the Dry Bones listeners who aren't in South Florida, just Google housing discrimination and wherever you are, and on the Google search will bring up, oh, this is the office that deals with that. This is the nonprofit that deals with that. And if you do that for Miami, if you do housing discrimination in Miami, HOPE comes up. Or even if we don't, they actually will just send you to the county or city of Miami, and they'll send you to us anyway. Just Google housing discrimination wherever you are.
Yeah, and I want to get with you, like, say, off camera, and we do something, because I'm noticing, man, I this is not a made-up story, y'all. A very prominent police officer who I can't name, who is, we call him the mayor, I'm going to just tell you, of Orion. And he told me himself, he said, he's amazed because the houses that we have had for a long period of time have been lost or battle from each other, from family bickering, and it goes to another group I'm not mad about it, who comes in and turns this bad boy. So I know rehab is real. You can rehab your house, and they got the money for you. The man just told you. Thank you, Rob. But he said infinite amount of money. They come to the table with infinite. Infinite. That means they got a
dry bone. And here in Chicago, I ain't trying to be come from no hateful spirit or a so-called racist or whatever, but the Hispanic, the Mexican community here, they not buying up one house. They buying up blocks. The neighborhood I live in now was predominantly black at one point. It ain't like that no more. And that so-called mass shooting we had here a couple weeks ago, that house here in my neighborhood was owned by a Hispanic police officer, but it was black people living in that building.
Now, see, I'm going to just say this. We're going to keep this conversation going. Brother Esquire, I appreciate you, man. You can hang with us if you want to still. I know your time was precious, and I want to thank you as always. And this is we got to have a real encounter of what's going on. It's got to be a strategic plan. We got some historical buildings down here where I'm at. Overtown, man, I'm going to just tell y'all, if you see what's going on, we got the cooking channel down here. They got the brother from Ethiopia. He just put something down here, Overtown. From Harlem, a lot of New York here, those of you going back. So I'm going to just be honest with you. A lot of people can't handle Miami because of the ethnic diversity. It's just very overpowering at times. And so they got to go back to black and white. So once you pass West Palm Beach, it's black and white. And we'll get into that area, Lakeland, Polk City. You see, that's why I told y'all a long time ago, that, see, your enemy is better off if he speaks what? Your language or don't speak your language? What? Let's go to the art of war because we're about to go. See, I told you today it's called Crypto Cyber Gabby Wars. That's what we said. We're going to take a quick break because that was some heavy stuff. Thank you, Brother Rob. We'll be getting back
to you soon.
Thank you,
take
man.
Care.
Always.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Appreciate
right,
that.
Bye-bye.
Let's get ready to go hot. We're about to go hot, y'all. I'm being honest with you. We're about to get hot. I'm telling you, after hearing that, after knowing what we've been hearing for all these years, I got to play this because everybody said, why to say? Because your facts, no matter what you've been taught, was taught by your patents, your parents. Your patents taught you. And if your patents taught you a diabolical lie that they didn't know was a diabolical lie, what would that make them? Good people just didn't know, right? Gullible people. Sheeples. People, even though they're your family. Now you become a unicorn from sheep. See, that's why we're about to. So, ain't the unicorn, ain't the rainbow, ain't the Wizard of Oz over the rainbow, ain't Jesse Jackson over the rainbow? Well, the rainbow has taken over because it is a multi-projectional image that can be seen by all eyes that can see. And that's why facts matters.
Very, very simple thing, that if you have a certain worldview, and conservatives have one worldview and progressives have a very different one, if you have a certain worldview that doesn't allow you to see the facts, then you won't see them. And the reason is very simple. In general, when you perceive something comes into your eyes, you have about a tenth of a second before it becomes conscious. And it will change in that tenth of a second to fit what you already know or believe. It will change fast. And it changes this is flashes of light will change, things you touch will change, all of those things will change, and ideas will change. So when you have facts that come in that won't fit the way that you understand the world, then the way you understand the world is going to change, is not going to change. The facts will either be ignored, ridiculed, or attacked because they will threaten the way you understand the world or not threaten them. People will be happy with the way you understand the world and ignore the facts. But the frames that frame the facts are part of your brain. They're physical. All ideas are physical. They're in your brain. When they come in, that part of your brain is not going to change. And so you have lots of people in this country who have conservative worldviews. And, you know, they just don't see it. It's not like they're denying it. It's not like they, I know that fact and I'm going to deny it. It's like it's not even a fact.
It's not even a fact. So that's why you have problems when you talk to people because they've been framed. tenth of a second. This is what they're saying. They're talking about your pineal gland. And guess what the vaccine
man,
is.
Man, these people, they ain't trying to hear that, bro.
I don't care if they're trying to hear it. They don't took a shot. We don't care if they're trying to hear it. I, that's all them. All I'm telling you is what you about to tell
right,
me.
Right.
I'm warning y'all. See, the thing is to warn you about what you about to deal with when they turn it on. See, the pineal gland, Brother West told you a while back, he say, he always kept saying your spiritual, your eye. Well, if you block that with a serum and you make the earth can't see the spiritual evolution that's happening through this as above. So black folks and other folks, and white, some of them don't even know what's going on above them. So ain't no way they could know.
Right, and they're not trying to find out. But like you just said, that's their problem.
Right, but the thing that's going to make it our problem is if they turn, about I told you in the Twilight Zone, y'all must know what I play, y'all in the Twilight Zone. If they turn these people at where they don't want to see spirituality, they if their pineal gland has been declassified, that's what y'all tried to tell me when I was, oh, if you ain't that what your spiritualist told me? If you declassify the pineal gland, you can't see spirituality. So what better way to do it? That's what
well, something is already working, bro, because just like that article I sent you a couple of days ago, you got kids driving down the street 10:30 in the morning, getting out the car, shooting people.
Right. Now, you ask yourself
so
what?
So it's the 5G, it's the towers, it's something. Something's
right,
going on.
If that's the seat of the soul, because I'm going to tell y'all, that pineal gland is worn by the Pope, brought in by the Moors. The pineal gland has been by all y'all who've been talking about Horus, the 10th, the talented 10th. That's Horus.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's a 10th. He said a 10th of a second. All this has been already foretold. But see, the part where they turn you against spiritual reality, how could that be done? How can that really be done? Is the question you better ask yourself. Because all y'all been saying, oh, it can't happen. Well, if the RNA, M, first the word M means mitochondrial, that's female. RNA vaccine being weaponized. The eugenics, all you claim y'all, I just told you they did a whole ceremony when Biden wife took Fauci to Abyssinia. We told in the same day they called my brother called from Africa. The same day.
Wow.
The WHO organization, Africa, is the face. Now I just watched Bojangles. I'm gonna tell y'all one thing. I love the Grill channel. Their politics is on some, you know, politics is controlled, but the movies alone tell the whole story. I just watched Bojangles with Gregory Hines a couple of days ago. And I'm going to say this. Did you know the NAACP went to them to tell them they better do what they say because they look like they are making a mockery for blacks by, and you know, he had at his swimming pool, Bojangles had Hattie Mills, who was of Gone to Win. He had the real Stephen Fetchin on, and he had himself. And, you know, they ate his ass up. They realized what he was there for. Well, they said, what you want us to do? We making all this money. We putting us on the map. What you doing? And they asked, y'all watch Bojangles with Gregory Hines. That man, that movie was deep, 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 deep. Dancing is deep. And they dancing right now. All of the movies. I'm going to say this to all y'all so y'all get this straight. See, the original devil, look him up. Put original devil in and see what he looked like. And then I want y'all to tell me why all these movies coming out with us as the hero, us as the savior now is being shown on all WB channel. I mean, on the TV this.
And they got a new movie coming out on Netflix about Black Cowboys, executive produced by Jay-Z.
Yeah, Black Cowboys.
I keep telling y'all, everything started for black, man. Yeshua black, God black, the whole universe is black.
Okay.
So it
now,
is
we,
what it is.
Hold on, we gonna get deep. We're gonna get deep because we know if they making movies like this, now the executive producers, okay, they black, but the real people making the money, they ain't black. Everything that come on Netflix, come on, let's be honest, y'all. Everything that come on Netflix, HBO, ain't even the richest people gonna be not black.
But that's the whole point. We at a point in society where you paying to watch TV. That shit is crazy.
Right now, that's why I'm getting ready to go with this because again, we watch all this stuff. We come into our own about. If somebody warned me 100 years ago that they was gonna use blacks to make this reality, even though blacks was being used, I should not listen to that because I'm seeing evidence of it right now. That's a fact. So if I'm seeing evidence right now of an agenda that said I'm going to use black folks because we need to do this since they're the beginning, what better way to change ideology by using the beginning? So I change ideology by showing your beginning and give you a new order of a new beginning by black face again. Why not? You just said yourself, everything started through black, so now they're bringing in their own New World Order with a black face. Now, is black people behind it? Hell yes, they are. I'm about to prove it today.
Right.
Hell yes, they are. Y'all fooling yourself. If you think these black folks just come out of thin air and decided that they now going to be the power because some white man gave them some money. No, your brain got to go along with that. Ain't that what they got to happen? You could easily say, nah, man, I ain't doing that shit. But your brain going along with it, then what'd that make you?
Why you think we gotten all these black female mayors and legislators popping up all over the place now? That ain't no accident, bro.
There ain't no accident because if it was an accident, it would not happen all over the place. It's happening all over America. Buffalo now getting it. We already got a female mayor. You see her there? Her name, our whole area is ran under a jurisdiction of pirates, pretty much. That ain't going along with this global agenda because when you hear what's about to take place, I just want to know what your area going to do. Because if no, we can't. Remember, that's what Know Thyself makes sense right now. I won't be able to save you, but you know that yourself wants to be saved, don't you? You know you want to be saved. You know you don't want to die in this shit. Your own body tells you through programming that please live. You could be a drunk and know you don't want to die from liver cancer, but you know you did it, but you know you don't want to die from it. This is what, this whole thing is our own doing. Now, I'm going to play something for y'all because y'all don't realize, now, I know y'all do. I ain't saying y'all. I'm talking to the dry bones out there that we listen to the 10 reasons because a lot of people listen and we control by T-Mobile. That's why we don't get the pure transmissions like we used to get. Y'all had no idea. When I tell you it take a lot to go through what we have to go through just to get to y'all because unfortunately who controls it? A cell phone tower was on top of 5G. 5G was on top of the building. Y'all just said yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You all said it. But did it make sense? Did a million years said 5G on top of the building? That means if they shoot 5G on something, the shit goes down. I played a commercial. I told Brother D. I seen Jeff Goldblum, who played The Fly, which was the best molecular structure movie of an insect transforming into our molecules. Great movie he played. The original Fly was the best. Of course, it's the original. But he did a great job with the new. Think about what he just did. He did a commercial where he just pushed down the volume on our brains and the whole council went out of people. This is what they plan on doing when they do because your brain will be on the pineal gland level. You won't get to be your vibration. Those who have not taken the shot, even though it's in you, I'll play that another time. They want that all the way in you because your body can fight it. That's why they're so scared of who is asymptomatic. Look at the word A. First in article. Anybody who know etymology know the word A means first in principle.
Yeah, and then the number one blood type that can fight all that shit is the original blood. If you got old blood, you like super fucking man. Anybody got old blood, bro? If you don't take that shot, or you ain't got to worry about no COVID, man. If you got old blood, you like super fucking man. I keep trying to tell y'all, man. Just look at the sun every morning. If you got that old blood, man, you unstoppable, bro.
And again, hey, he just told
I'm you. Still looking for my Lois Lane.
Hey, Lois Lane. Hey, old
positive here, baby. Old positive here.
Lois Lane is out there. I'll tell you because, hey, but you better be looking for your kryptonite. Who the kryptonite?
Oh, yes.
In your life. See, for all that Superman, there's a kryptonite. Look at the word kryptonite.
With a K.
Oh, this going to be good.
Well, that sounds like Multivite, which is something that we can get our hands on to use to deter all of these frequencies.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, man. That was deep right there.
Hey,
y'all heard that?
Hey, Kwame.
Y'all heard that?
All y'all got to do is go to, yes, sir, just go to, what's that, meteoriteexchange.com, man. They got plenty. Meteoriteexchange.com. They got plenty.
Now,
meteorite
dry bone.
Go
right,
ahead.
But what you talking about, man, is on point. I just sent it to you because from 1940 to 2000, TV commercials has impacted the American society to the limit. So that's what
yes.
you're talking about in ways yeah. in which they get into the brain through what?
Into the brain.
Commercialization.
Commercialization. I mean, and I didn't even know what y'all talking about. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, they went through how they got to the brain with the commercial through sound and light.
Sound and
commercial
light.
You look at the line.
I'm on the team with y'all. I'm showing what y'all have been saying. All we doing is bringing the facts to the facts of what y'all already said. Because, you know, everybody had to have, that's why that middleman shit is so deep. Everybody want to have a middleman. You see, we cutting the middleman out. All we doing is bringing in that the facts that y'all say. I want nobody ever say they sure had a bunch of lying motherfuckers. Nah, y'all be lying to yourself if you ever said that. You getting pure facts without even going to school and paying for it. That's amazing right
and
there.
Somebody who says something like that is a lazy bastard or bastardess who don't want to do their own research. Don't believe
right.
with everything we say. Go look up the shit yourself.
That's right. That's my point. I play other shit that makes y'all know that I don't want y'all to listen. But if you want to get deep, you just heard from everybody who said what they just said, that you pay money to go here. See, that's why your energy level is so screwed up, because you give unto Caesar that which was Caesar. Y'all don't even understand. So most of y'all don't realize, who is Caesar? Ain't no man. It's talking about a government. They made the man sound like he was the government. The government is a philosophy through an entity called human or whatever being you want to call yourself. I'm going to go deep in that. But right now, we're about to go deep. I need all y'all to listen with me. Nikola Tesla. This is how that building, this is how 9/11 goes down. This is how everything goes down. Everything goes down. Now, he did not learn this on his own. Tesla dealt with all groups. They've been lying about Tesla because they want to change his narrative. There's a bunch of black scientists with Tesla.
Yep.
Somebody please tell
him.
Come on, somebody put the mute down, please. Put the mute down. We trying to, that's what I say. Even in our own circles, it's always a Judas. Always remember that. The kiss of
Edison
death.
Couldn't give a light bulb if it wasn't for Latimer.
That's right. That's right. But they never hide it because you know the name. The name was because we was able to find it. They never told you that we blacks didn't do it. We're going to make you look for it. And that's what the problem
mm-hmm.
is. Hear how it
and
works.
Then still in the patent. Who controls, like Brother Wesley been teaching us about these patents and shit. Who owns the patent?
Who owns the patent? And that's why I say, all y'all own knowledge is coming out to the people. It's called the connection. But y'all already said it. Brother Wesley said, y'all better give this man some credit. he was part of the Slavic slave race that they enslaved and taught by different groups. Look what his patterns are today, and I wonder where we find ourselves in these patterns.
Yeah, ain't Bill Gates trying to patent everybody's DNA? That son of a bitch trying to patent your DNA, man.
He was a seer of visionary, the inventor of remote control. The motors that we use today, the wireless transmission of radio signals. Electricity available 24/7, anywhere you live on the earth.
Even more than the 20th century.
The man of the 20th century. Many might still know who he was, but his name surely rings a bell, and they are certainly familiar with his incredible inventions. Nikola Tesla is the man who had lit the previous century and bridged the gap leading into the next, with over 900 patents approved across his lifetime. We owe him everything from LED lights, alternating current, Tesla turbine, Tesla coil, radio and remote control, the magnifying transmitter, neon lamp, X-rays, Adams Power Plant Transformer House, induction motor, electric cars, robotics, laser, wireless communications and limitless free energy, artificial tidal wave to electric-powered supersonic airship or death beam, and many, many other patents.
Tesla was making very substantial claims about so-called teleforce rays that could bring down airplanes from thousands of miles away.
His interest in building what we now call robots, but he built that remote control boat 2 decades before the word robot was even coined.
He was working on radio-controlled torpedoes, robot ships, all sorts of things.
And these are all inventions on the surface, inventions that humans at that stage of evolution could grasp and understand. However, few people know that Nikola Tesla had tapped into a source of unlimited energy.
He thought that the Earth itself was like a giant condenser, that the Earth contained a great deal of natural energy,
and was on the verge of handing the people of this planet a gift of free energy until the powers that be had stopped him in his tracks. The most important thing Tesla required in order to accomplish his plan was funding. He was an inventor, not a businessman. So during his lifetime, he came across various hurdles that would hinder his progress towards the future he envisioned for humanity. Even so, Tesla pursued his dreams until his final hour. Not only he wished to give free wireless energy to the world, he also wanted to establish long-lasting peace on Earth. For this goal alone, he designed the perfect plan. He would engineer a weapon so powerful that its energy bursts would bring down a fleet of 10,000 enemy airplanes at a distance of 200 miles from a defending nation's border and will cause armies to drop dead in their tracks.
Tesla claimed that his death beam would be able to destroy an attacking enemy air fleet. He said that this would also be able to stop an enemy army, up to 1 million men.
By constructing this tremendously powerful apparatus and distributing it to all leading nations, he would ensure that war would not make sense anymore, since everyone would have an impenetrable offensive and defensive force. Tesla thought that by selling his invention to the world's superpowers, he would receive the funding required to carry on with his ultimate experiment of generating unlimited energy.
Tesla was convinced that if he could tap the resonance energy of the Earth, that he would be able to create waves that would, in theory, never dissipate.
He initially reached out to J.P. Morgan Jr.
Damn it, Tesla.
wireless electricity for the world, and all one needs is a cheap little device to receive it. How do you charge people for that? There's no goddamn profit in it, you vainglorious idiot.
At a time when war clouds were once again forming above Europe, I have made recent discoveries of inestimable value. The flying machine has completely demoralized the world, so much that in some cities, as London and Paris, people are in mortal fear from aerial bombing. The new means I have perfected afford absolute protection against this and other forms of attack. Nonetheless, Morgan was unconvinced of Tesla's idea. He then tried to persuade Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain of Great Britain. His proposal was diligently considered, but upon Chamberlain's resignation after Hitler had outmaneuvered him at Munich, the interest shown toward this anti-war weapon had plunged. After several failed attempts to raise awareness of his superweapon and its capabilities, Tesla published a treatise in 1937 called The Art of Projecting Concentrated Non-Dispersive Energy Through the Natural Media. The thesis offered viable technicalities about this all-powerful invention that, as Tesla claimed, would put an end to all war. The original document is preserved to this day inside the Nikola Tesla Museum in Belgrade. After this move, Tesla had caught the attention of the Russians, who expressed a great deal of interest toward his invention. So, during the same year, Nikola Tesla had presented a more elaborate version of his plan to the Armtorg Trading Corporation, an alleged Soviet arms front in New York City. In 1939, the year the Second World War had begun, the first stage of this superweapons prototype was successfully tested in the USSR. To honor the agreement, Tesla received a check for $25,000 that would further allow him to fund his research. Of course, Tesla had passed from this existence 4 years later, without seeing some of his most intriguing inventions being used on a large scale.
I'm going to leave it right there. It said his inventions being used on a larger scale. Now, he already, all y'all who don't know this, it's the same thing that was the same dude that, of the same lineage did Coral Castle down here in Florida that I've seen, and it's unbelievable how they can precisionally carve coral. So, just like the pyramids. So, obviously, y'all.
Wow. And then Elon Musk names his car company after Tesla.
After Tesla. Yeah, after Tesla. I'm telling you. Now, this ain't no coincidence. That's why they found alien technology, because that's when they made the Ark of the Covenant of Indiana Jones. That's what all, that we about to get it. Let's get ready. Y'all ready? It's about to get hot. Let me go to a new caller, bring some heat. 1068. Welcome to the Helios.
Dry bones, dry bones. This is Sean Caddy, reporting from D.C.
Yes. Good to have
you,
bro.
How you doing?
Man, good to have you, always. You know that. I called you up. I said you came on the day we did that show. There you go.
You know, I'm going to tell you, I'm sure everybody knows. I totally agree with everything you say and what you do and respect it, because the platform that you're doing, you're above the average, and you can't see the progress you're going to see because of this world that we're in. But you're doing your job. You're doing more than what you might think right now. So I'm just saying it like that. The information is vital.
Love. Appreciate that love. Go ahead. Make it happen.
Now, I don't know why you brought up my boy Tesla, because, like I said, one of my books, I covered him, and I'm going to say this from the beginning. He is from the planet Venus, just like Bill Gates. These people are coming into this planet. They have this knowledge already. The thing is that they have to come into what we look at as Caucasians, because they're the ruling force right now. That's the world. Now, another thing, when they talk about the war in the heavens, they're actually talking about crafts. Like you have jet fighters, they fight in the sky, right? So if you look over right now, I think it's Seattle area. They have this what they call that the drought thing, the heat weather. And if you
right.
look at it, it's a big circular motion. Okay, that is a craft. That is our craft that is doing all the destruction. Because not only did that building get shot down in Miami, there was a walkway bridge here in D.C. that collapsed.
Wow. Didn't
so everything's the whole world is collapsing. Let me say something else. What you're doing is you're putting out information that's bringing uncovering everything. Like everything about black people is coming out. No matter what you do, it's time for the truth, and that's why you're here. You have the platform because you've been blessed to push out this information, and you gathering all the souls that's coming in, calling in, and you know everybody's on point, even the females. You know what I mean? So I say to this end, when we deal with Nikola Tesla and all the inventions, well, we know that all this stuff come from us. The patents, you know, the brothers was talking about earlier, they use that to steal to somehow legally steal all the inventions from other people who they persuaded, say, well, you know, you're black, you can't get no credit in society, so you come under me, blah, blah, blah. You know,
right.
So all that's great to come untangled. That's getting ready to come untangled because, I mean, the street lights, the stop signs, the air conditioners, all this stuff is black invention, so everything's going to have to come back because they can't cover it up no more. So what is ours once lost, all we got to do is claim it. But we don't want to communicate with the Most High. We don't want to. We want to figure out how somebody can come save us and this and that. But we're saving ourselves by being awoke right now at this,
right.
You know, the station that you have. And so,
right.
I mean, all the things you covered, I mean, I don't even know what to say, but just fully agree with it because, I mean, I'm seeing it as you speak it. You know, everything that's happened is coming.
Man, I appreciate that because, you know, you and that. But hold on. We got to talk because, you know, you've been to a lot of these places now, physically been there. The people are now starting to – I'm seeing a lot of things happening. Now, I just got a report. I'm going to play this clip after high noon, everybody, after the Helios. If we high. I don't know where y'all at, but we high here in MIA. I'm going to say this. If this vaccine, who is well in with the WHO organization, the World Health, you know, of course, World Health Organization, the UN, everybody always talking about how diabolical these people are. I want y'all to hear this clip. There's two countries that was against the WHO, and when you find out from a person who was in the WHO, you're going to figure this out. It's going to be at the high noon. I'm glad you brought that up because I'm going to tell you, if your DNA, only way they can make sure you don't have a spiritual connection, the vaccine must attack the pineal gland. And when y'all hear this, y'all get ready. Let me get some more callers. 1153, welcome to the Helios.
Yeah, Dr. Bones, can you hear me?
I hear you. Go.
Okay.
What happened? Hello? You said okay, and that's it. Let me go to 13300. Go ahead.
Hello. What's going on, my brother? What's up, Brother D?
Oh, man. Appreciate you, man, as always. Go ahead. Good to have you on
man.
This morning.
Greetings and salutations to the family, Dry Bones family. Appreciate the Helios, my brother. Like the brother said, you're doing a great service, brother, to our people that are awakened. And we just got to remember, family, don't try to save everybody because if you know you got to cross a raging sea, and just get the people you need to, because that boat is only going to handle so much capacity, so much weight. So just getting with the family, want to tell us about what's going on economically, and I heard y'all discussing a lot of, you know, issues that we have down here in Region 4, down in the Miami area. But this, man, it's a lot going on, man. I don't know if y'all paid attention, man. I'm looking at an article right now from Jerome Powell. He says the economy is growing rapidly, but inflation is up notably. So there's no way an economy can grow when you have hyperinflation. So
that's
these
right.
People are literally lying about a lot
that's
of
right.
stuff. And also major Wall Street investment firms go on a home buying sprees. So this housing boom, it's what you call a bubble. So, I mean, we have a few of our brothers and sisters in the housing game and in the landlord game. But what's running these prices up, and especially lumber, I don't know if anybody paying attention to a lot of the prices of lumber and houses and supplies. That's
Go
going
ahead.
Through the roof. And all this stuff is orchestrated. And it's, that's why we got to start saving our little chips up, man. I'm telling you, start investing in land. Start investing in things that are tangible. Because also Jerome Powell says he don't want to raise the rates because he fears it. And if he raises the rates, now what's going to happen is this is an excellent time to sell homes and sell properties, but it's not a buyer's market right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because these guys are getting money for pennies on a dime. And what they're doing, they're buying the houses now.
No, stop. They're renting them out. Hold on, stop there. Cause I want you to stick with me. Cause we're gonna go. Me and you gonna hang right there to the top of the hour. Now you said a good thing. It's all right. There's people who but selling homes now. Beautiful, beautiful move. Secondly, because now what you gotta do with that money now is go back into more tangibles, and more property as of a different. Because again, you just hit on something. There's no lumber, everybody. Remember that penis that blocked us. The canal over there with the ships, y'all thought that was just going to be, they did that for a little while. No, that affected the trade timeline. So everything is not on schedule no more. So now wood is a major commodity today. They taking wood now. So remember, aluminum used to be taken when you do your ACs. You had to start blocking up your ACs because they were taking aluminum. They're going to the aluminum market when that was hot. Well, now wood is hot. So if you get somebody wood, which I'm glad you just brought that up, that you got to be careful. Now, the new commodity is going to be container homes. And if y'all don't get this, y'all need to call what we doing. So we'll get with y'all on that, but keep it going. In different areas.
And 17 years ago, let me say this real quick, that bought those container homes. 17 years ago when I was in Iraq, guess what we was living in? Connex boxes, container homes. But nobody ever talked about investing in it. And the military was doing this.
Hold on, let him finish. Let him finish right quick because he was on the roll. Go ahead, brother. Finish your report. And we go to you.
But definitely, bro. We have to be able to have something tangible. That's why I always stress about gold and silver, y'all. We gotta have something tangible because that's why a lot of these investment firms, and they're literally taking your pensions. Some of these are pension investment funds, and they're taking your pensions, and they're gambling them, and they're risking them into this market. So with that being said, what you got to do, you got to play the same game they playing. And so you got to sit on that property and rent that property out. They're going to get 3% return on that. And when you're getting credit, like my brother was on earlier, he was talking about, the landlords and real estate and all. And this is the thing we got to understand. A lot of these guys can get debt-based loans. So it's not like these guys actually have that revenue or they have that actual capital, but they are in power with the banks and the central bankers so heavily that they can get a lot of their funding through 0% loans. This is the best time to get credit line, family. Get that credit line and buy property.
Right. Now, let's take that thought, because I want y'all to realize that now this is becoming a war. I told you, crypto, cyber, and Gavi is your war. You fighting crypto?
Infinity wars.
Thank you, man.
They know what's coming, Drybone. Listen, they know what's coming. They know that the American dollar cannot purchase. It's losing its purchasing power by the second. And so what they're doing, they're rolling over their wealth into tangible, something that they can exchange out of.
That's the key word. Exchange. Go ahead. Y'all jump in.
You talking about the debt. But look at the goddamn American government, how much deeper in debt, man. The debt clock running backwards, man.
That's because they buy debt. They sell debt to each other. Like, say, for instance, I'm Chase and you Bank of America. I can say, hey, I got over $30 billion of debtors. I'll sell this to you for $20 billion. See what I'm saying? They literally swapping debt. They call it debt swap.
Hey, you know what? Hold on. I just want to make this clear. Now, y'all better think about what he just said. Even swapping debt is worth making money. So there's no problem. They got a place for you because when you got a certain amount of debt, they're going to use you as a new bond slave. They're using bonds. Bonds is used. Bonds is a projection of what you say you're going to have, but you might not have. And so you got to now sell off. Go ahead.
Historically, that's called debt slavery. That's where sharecroppers came in.
Right.
And the only thing they've done is that they put it into a new modern form to where they're taking housing. I live in the area up here in Georgia. What they're doing now is they're building houses and renting them because in the essence of it is they got renters to come in and buy these new – rent these new houses that they get the money off and fund from building the houses. They get the banks to give them the money, and they collect the rent. And this is what the person that the guy, the Esquire, was talking about. This is why I was asking, because the banks are using this and saying that, okay, I'll give you 20 mortgages because you got a subdivision of rental property that you built that we own. But they can't write it off because you can't write off your taxes if you rent.
Right.
Correct. And they can't make no money. They can't make no money. Like, people got millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. Usually they'll be able to put their money in the bank and get 2%, 3% on it, 4%. Some people can get 10% on certain bonds, like Brother Dry Bone said. But right now we're at the point where it's more lucrative for them to buy properties and rent them out than to put their money in the bank and let and think that their money is going to catch interest or it's going to build interest. You see how the property values are going up through the roof now.
Right, and that's slavery.
But are you just talking about the prefabricated houses, the one that they ripping people off and collecting money off of? They building it all in these neighborhoods.
All of them. All of them. Any piece of property right now you can get is inflated right now. So you better get it while you can get it and get on it and sell it. That's why I say get you a credit line. You got good credit. Go get some. Go borrow from your bank and go buy up some properties.
Hold on. There's a key word.
Go find some foreclosures. Find some foreclosures or something.
The key word to our people is credit. Our people.
And the other thing.
Go ahead. Jump in. Go ahead.
The other thing that you're talking about is buying land. They're buying up land, especially down here. We see so many logging trucks because they deforest in the pine trees here to do what? Make the logs because they know the market for building prefab houses come from what? The trees.
The wood, yeah.
So you buy up a 100 acres of forest and you deforest half of it. Look at the money you're going to make off of the trees by selling it to the lumber market.
And then again, I'm going to be honest with
Correct.
You. This is what I have to say to y'all, that this is nothing new because it's evolution because, of course, we got to kill trees if you're going to keep building houses. Now, in my region, we don't have that. We have to have concrete because our zone is a hurricane zone. Our houses must be made out of concrete. The only wood you may see is that after the concrete is framed out, they'll frame it with wood, but everything is concrete. So that means your area
and brick
is an area that's consuming. You're a consumer, not you personally, but the politics of consumption, it means that wood is necessary. So
what is concrete made from?
So and not only that, Dry Bones, Dry Bones, you know the land down here in Region 4, you know this for a fact. It sits on top of resources. It sits on top of minerals. It sits on top of water aquifers. It sits on top of underwater streams.
I told Brother Kwame, I said, man, you could attest to this. We don't really have to pay for water. I did this and still do to this day. You drill, it take a long time before you hit the aquifer.
Eight hours. Zephyr Hills, right around the corner from Florida, us,
I did work in Florida, man. If you go 4 feet, dig 4 feet down, you're going to hit water, man, in Florida.
I told you 8 feet because you know I got to have a sump pump. The sump pump got to be primed and I got to bring all this sand and shit up. All kinds of shit come up. It take a long time. And once you pass that 8 feet, man, you got water to the rest of your time. That's a fact.
Yeah, man. Because I done ran underground pipes down there, man. You
That's
get
right.
water, bro.
You know,
you
dry bone. You're hitting on something, because that 8 feet and you hit that water, water creates electrical current. So this is why that area is so populated, is because of the current that runs up under that earth.
That's right. That's right. I can't deny that.
Up and it
I can't deny that. That's
and there's, and there's shale rock. There's shale rock. There's shale rock down here in Florida. Shale rock is used
and
to make petroleum. Shale petroleum.
Yep.
Hey.
Hey, Bone.
Hold on, let me get my brother. He been saying, "Hey Bones, go ahead, brother. I got you.
Hey,
I got you, man.
I hear you. Everybody's hitting on all key points, all cylinders. But one thing I want to say is that, you know, China owns the debt, and China is the number one greatest threat and the key player. And that's why Biden's first trip was to visit the master of it all, you know. And when you mentioned the number one key components that's been being manufactured, that was you know, the game right now, and you said container homes. And one thing hit on my mind as I watched this brother Polite, and he was one of the first brothers that actually talked about container homes. And I remember we looked at it, and he put some videos out there how they were buying up container homes and refurbishing. We were like, damn, what container homes? But now as we see, or as we saw what you could actually do with it and renovate it and do wonders with it, man, the brother, he actually shed some light on it. Because he was one of the brothers that I first
tiny
saw
houses.
That actually, yeah, that talked about container homes, and that's going to be the new coming market. And we're here today talking about it now and where we headed to with Agenda 21 and the movement. Container homes.
I agree.
Yeah,
I didn't hear from him. I'm not gonna tell you. I heard from you. Maybe you heard from him, but I did not hear from him. I heard from a lot of people. I heard from a lot of people that said this was gonna happen.
Brother Derek is not. You know, in Vietnam, we use containers.
Yeah, right.
In the
military. I mean, if you went to Brother Polite, that's on you. I don't know what to tell you about that, but Brother Polite was not the first.
Right,
ever.
Because, like I said, I lived in one. This was 17
right.
years
yeah.
ago
yeah, yeah.
in Iraq, so the government
exactly.
already
exactly.
knew about this
exactly.
whole process and program.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you somebody who told
living
me
in conic boxes and
I'm
homes.
I'm going to tell you somebody who was in the military. I'm a name. He was with me when we went to the Haitian community about the cyber attack. We talked a long time ago. We all thought, and this is way before I met a lot of y'all, talked about this. They also said storage home. We found out people was living in storages. You know how you got them
yep.
storage areas?
Yep.
People living
yeah.
in them. People was living in them. So I just want y'all
right.
to know, I don't condone, I'm not going along with none of this other bullshit that people believe in. That's on y'all. But this shit been talked about way before that. This shit been talked about because if you don't know, black folks don't even have containers until they was told to you by the people who control them. Let's just get real here. Because I hate when people tell
wow.
me
what you're doing.
Hold on. I want people to say this. Because the same people y'all talking about, the same group that started all this division, came from the Nuwabians, which is Brother Polite and all them. I'm gonna get real because I ain't got time.
I mean,
for
I'm just saying what I heard.
I'm gonna, you know, these groups that claim they had all this, why ain't we doing it then? Why is they leader in jail and then nobody can get their ass out and we supposed to listen to y'all now? That's why I tell y'all, I don't like to lie to y'all. If a leader tell me
Dry bones.
Hold on. Let me finish my point, then you can jump in. If a leader tell me everything is pro-black, and your lawyer's from India, or your lawyer's from Israel, what am I supposed to think after that? Y'all could jump on in.
That what you're talking about is correct, because that 300 acres that I live here in Eatonton, where the TAB had the 300 acres of land that they did, now it is a subdivision, and guess who's living on the land? They don't look like us.
That's my point. I've been through this. I don't need to hear about somebody coming from some ideology that went to jail and a leader went and got a lawyer that don't look like us. I'm over that. Now, whatever you heard from, I'm going to bring the facts to that group. I'm not going to let nobody just come on with some group name. And he had a bunch of with females, too. Why don't you get a bunch of females like him? He got like
hey,
eight wives. Tonight. He got eight wives.
Hey,
you got eight wives?
Jarbones.
I'm being real.
Hey, Jarbones.
Go ahead, jump in.
Let me clarify something. Brother Polite was not a part of the Wapian. So before, because I want to clear that, because I don't want one person that's not a part of that.
Tell us who he was with.
He speaks for himself.
Who?
Brother Polite, he started his own thing, and his thing with
Wapian. He came from somewhere.
No, he didn't come. He said he was in jail, and he wrote a letter to Malachi, and that's how
right,
he did.
Okay.
He was never
all
part of that community.
He may not be from all that.
No, he's not
and
from
I'm
that.
Just looking at, and right. All I'm saying to y'all is I'm not against anybody, but I'm going to bring the facts to them. I'm not going to let people just bring people on and say, oh, we're supposed to listen to him now because you found out about it. And so I'm supposed to say, listen to him after he shows you that what you say, y'all believe in what he say, you don't practice. He got polygamy. Give me some hoes. Let me come to your house and fuck some wives. Shit. If that's what y'all
that
mean,
sound like, guy, that sound like that brother that, been that going on polite. Talking about opening up that black school for years and ain't never happened. But I ain't going
right,
to mention no names.
Hold on. That's what I'm right. saying. I don't want to hear about somebody who's been on my show and I told you lying. He lying.
He
lying.
And he been on everybody's show in the network talking the same
right.
shit.
Yeah.
Hold on, Drybone. Let me ask y'all a question. If y'all could, not y'all all, but just think about it. If your mind ain't able to see beyond bullshit by now, you still deceived.
That means your pineal gland is calcified.
Umar got played by a frog in Fort Lauderdale, man. She got his ass. That frog made it go crazy, man. He started stalking her everybody.
I'm going to be honest with y'all. Me, you, Brother Wesley, have seen. Oh, shit. I messed up. I got to stop. I was talking to y'all. I got to stop. I had to take. I got to play this for y'all because this is Switzerland. This is Switzerland, y'all. Switzerland, I've had many black, I've been around a lot of black people who are so-called conscious. And all they always say is, and I still got PhD doctors, we got to go to Geneva. So where is Geneva at, everybody, so we can get this cleared out? So let's get some clarity here, because see, one thing about this
it's
program.
It's in Switzerland, man.
Thank you, man. It's in
same place where CERN is at.
Thank you. It's in Switzerland.
Same
now, I've got Apple Central. I'm about to get on everybody today. Fuck all this shit. Here's some Afrocentrics. Afrocentrics are going to be teaching our people who what they're going to teach now is called critical. See, the people who making this up, critical race theory, is Afrocentrics thinking. Now, most Afrocentrics are white who created it. But you say you hate them. But yet, they're the curriculum. Horowitz, Horkowitz. A bunch of the father of black history.
And a lot of these governors are signing bills now to get rid of that, getting rid of that theory in these different states.
Right. Now, I mean, that's because average person who just, I'm just so glad it is awakening. Those who ain't really taking the vaccine are the most militant. Watch and see. I bet I'm right. I bet you I'm right.
You're right. You're right on the money. You're right on the money, man. We can think. We free thinkers, man. We don't follow the damn sheep.
Right. So the sheep, even if it's your family, I know it hurts me to death. If a sheep takes a vaccine and you tell them, hey, I love you, just like anything, I love you. If anything, I could die before the sheep, actually. I'm not going to say I can't die. We ain't going to go that stupidity. But we're going to just say that you're giving yourself something that you claim in gambling is something I wouldn't bet against. Why would I take a governmental vaccine after you know?
That's free. It's free.
And we got to stop putting the color thing on it. I'm going to give you an example. A couple of the Chicago Cubs right now, one of them is Rizzo, the first baseman, said he is not taking that damn shot. And then a couple other players on the Cubs said they're not taking it too.
That's
and
right.
They going
football.
After him hard.
Football saying.
Chris Paul took it, man.
Football saying. Hey, I want y'all to know, y'all are so on top of it. I do this show because the energy y'all give is so powerful, I cannot go without it. So you telling me, y'all said y'all figured it out, but the media, the one that everybody said, y'all able to decipher. So you got to be able to understand, people are able to decipher the news just like it's hieroglyphic, because it is hieroglyphics. They're giving you a cult, signs, symbols. If you don't know them, ain't my fault, ain't they fault either. That's called being reprobated. So if you reprobated mine, and everybody know that means dumb, retarded. Now, I don't want you to think I'm calling you that. I'm not calling you that. The Bible called you that. The Bible called you that. Reprobate mine means retarded. So that means they retarded your growth of thinking. That's what it means. And I'm telling you what they're about to do now today. If the conscious community think they're conscious and have taken a shot, you will soon find out, because guess what? Get ready. I'm telling y'all to get ready. They are for real with this. They are for real. They have figured out that the pineal gland was the attack of the whole seat of the soul. All you in the occult world, it's called the seat of the soul. I'm not making this up. You can ruffle. You can make all the noise you want. You ain't going to stop this from being played. Because y'all need to know who controls Gavi, who Gavi is, and why you ain't upset about Gavi, but you upset about Trump. Or you upset about this. Or you upset about...
Or that police officer, Derek Chauvin, that just got jailed. Everybody was, that's a distraction, y'all. I'm telling you.
They're using race as a distraction. He only got how many years, everybody? He only got how many
22.
That's four. Actually, 15 years.
He serves two-thirds
of the 22 years.
Okay, two-thirds. There you go. Two-thirds of the angels.
Okay.
A third of the angels. That's always going to be there. Now, I'm about to play this, y'all. This coming from Switzerland, not me. I found this. Somebody gave it to me. Thank y'all for all the information y'all give. This is Switzerland saying what they're about to do, not me.
A lawyer who is working on the international regulation in WHO came to tell me that I cannot teach this. And I told him, who are you to tell me what I can teach or not? And we had a lunch in WHO that was quite muscly, because I said, it's my right to teach whatever I want, and I don't understand why you don't teach this. I was involved also with the European Union, and I have a lot of expertise in the international world. So that's where I am now. And if I come to you, I have more to say, but I want to go to the topic. The international health regulation was adopted in 2005, but implemented and come into force in 2008.
Uh-huh.
And from 2008, they wanted to do implementation training for all the regions.
Yes. That makes a lot of sense. In particular, when I see it in the context of what Frau Behrendt just told us.
Because what I did not mention previously was that I also did country missions for the IHR Secretariat, and also know Bruce Blatkins.
you know him.
I worked there as well and did some guidance issues and things. So I think we have to speak to each other.
Okay, great. You know them.
Yeah.
Switzerland is the center, and I speak that as a Norwegian. Uh-huh. It's the center of a lot of corruption because there we have one of the most important NGO. It's Gavi, the Global Alliance for Vaccine Initiative, which the foundation Bill Gates has, which has, I tell you, I have the papers, total immunity, total. They can do whatever they want. The police cannot come and look into their computer. When the pandemic happened, what would they say is pandemic? I was in South Korea for a big meeting, and I realized there is something not right and not corresponding to the international health regulation when I traveled back, and I think this is very weird. The news says one thing and people don't behave the same in the airports. So I started to look, and I realized over this whole year, all the breaches compared to the international health regulation and the preparedness plan. And I'm working now for a lawyer in Quebec who's called Dominique Desjarlais. You know, I organized the Stockholm Peace Summit post-COVID where I invited you and you couldn't come. And he was there with two other lawyers, Rocco Galati and Maître Brouza for France.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think we will solve this public health problem and population economic problem without lawyers. It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So so what I'm doing now with Maître Desjarlais, I'm finding out a bit more. And I have 4 points I can talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
First, but, you know, as Sylvia is there, she's great because she can confirm and just compliment. First, that this obligation is signed by 194 member states, but it is embedded in the constitution of WHO. So they don't need to adopt it. It is immediately approved, and it's an obligation. So it is legally binding.
Which
directly.
One? What, the international health regulations or what?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the international. And this is the trick, because nobody knows this. It's in the papers. It's but you have to go and dig, and it's what, you know, it's that's what I'm finding out. You have to go and dig
mm-hmm.
the inconsistencies of everything they're doing to see that they are directing as a corporate agency, WHO. Because on behalf of the health security of the international health regulation, they have made a third edition because the 2005 edition is the second edition. The first one was in 1969.
Mm-hmm.
That's the booklet of 2005, you know, I don't know if you've seen it. The booklet, this one, you see, is 2005, but it's written second edition, and the third edition comes, I assume just now, in 2014, would enter into force in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And this has made the health security a dictatorship where a director general can decide on his own to sell vaccines, to sell the PCR instead of all the documents that say you have to have a confirmation of the clinical and of there are other tests than PCR. So I'm finding out some inconsistencies that have not been used at all in law. So the first one is this, it's an obligation. So if it's an obligation, what Tedros, I'll call him Tedros, says, this Secretary General terrorist in WHO, when he says something, all the countries have to obey under law.
All the member states of the WHO, everyone who signed the agreement with the WHO, because automatically, because as you're saying, this is part of the constitution of the WHO, this is binding law for everyone who is a member of the WHO.
Right.
Okay.
With two reservations. There are two countries, because I was teaching that, so I know. No, there were two countries in 2009, in the second edition, that made reservations, and it's very interesting. It's the USA. And it is Iran.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to obey to WHO completely. Mm-hmm. The 2016 third edition. What mm-hmm. happened in WHO, but maybe Sylvia, you were there when it happened. Bill Gates was already around. He was already, you know, mingling, saying that he pays so much money. But he became visible when, I think it was in 2017, or you correct me, mm-hmm. that he I know this through my colleagues there. He requested to be part of the executive board of WHO like a member state.
Ah.
And it's incredible. I said, how can he dare to do this? And they went to the vote. The executive board meets every January. So, and it changes every year. And the lobby, they try to lobby the countries. Of course, he tried to bribe. But it's really an event because it is not mentioned. Maybe we can get the minutes of the executive board. They even accepted that he would be considered as a member state because of the money he gives. So this is unprecedented in a constitution of member states.
Is he now being considered as a member state?
Not officially.
But
Not that I know. Maybe there are documents.
Officially, yes. And that's probably because of because that's why he has this immunity, right?
He has total immunity in Switzerland.
Okay. Unofficially, he probably holds that kind of status, right?
Yeah, I can tell you why it is very suspicious. Is because I think he has done something with every member state, the same contract. What I found out with Swissmedic is the FDA of Switzerland,
mm-hmm.
is because I gave the paper to a journalist, and now I don't even find it. I can't find it again. The Swissmedic has signed a contract with Bill Gates and WHO.
Aha.
And this is abnormal.
So basically, he literally tried to lobby himself into the WHO as a member state to basically found the country of Bill Gatestan. That's basically what he did. I mean, at that point, he would...
I hope y'all just heard what he just said. Guess where the farmland is controlled at in America? This is why I can't understand how deep this goes, and we seem to not realize how far advanced this is. The farmland is already controlled by Bill Gates by now.
Hey, check this out.
McDonald's.
On June 23rd, 1988, this month, climate change just had their 33rd birthday. And NASA scientist James Hansen testified that the greenhouse effect had been detected. Global warming has begun. And the New York Times had said, declared the next day, indeed, it had.
Ain't that 33? I mean, I don't know how much more programs like this can warn you before you realize what's at stake. Oh, my goodness. Jump in, fit in. We at the point in time where I just had to put that out there. That is Dr. Astrid Schlesinger, international health scientist, epidemiologist, researcher from the University of Geneva. So I don't know what to tell you. If they're talking like this in their country, many of you have never heard of it probably to the day of what Gavi even is.
Dry bones. And it's good that you're pointing this out about Switzerland, because when you're talking about Tesla, one of his foundations that create the Tesla disc is out of Switzerland. Mm. They use his technology there in system to produce protection. I sent it to you, and I would look at the family going on. There's a site called blessedearth.com, and what they do is they sell the disc that can be used to protect you against the EMF field. You can put on your phone.
That's amazing.
It's using Tesla technology to protect you. And so what we're doing is we needing to know where we can get the necessary tools to help us do battle with this system
as we expose it. There you go. I ain't got to say, you said it for me. That's what this program is about, to show you. You must get what he just said, the necessary components. And for South Florida, I'm going to tell you straight up what I'm seeing here, being that we are knowing that those of us who've been here a long time, we can go underwater at any time with an electrical tsunami. I'm just going to put it out there. Keep it going.
Yeah, drop on, man. Listen, bro. Listen. We the lines are being drawn in the sand. Did anybody pay attention? I don't know if C See, that's why we got to get our head out of the sand with what's just going on in America. Man, America is controlled by global powers. Don't let nobody fool you. And the EU is basically telling Angela Merkel, hey, listen, y'all mess with Russia, y'all mess with China. We want to mess with these we want to mess with these Arab boys down here in Iran. And, man, it's right now they got so much. It's, everything is centered around the currency, around the money.
Hey, you heard it, Sonny. No, you just heard it. You just heard it yourself. You've been saying it. You didn't hear this tape. You've been saying. You said they're gonna do. Look what the country we just said. You said this. Hold on. Iran and America don't want to go along with the WHO. Now under Trump, they defunded the WHO. Now what did he know that y'all don't know?
Yeah. And y'all, let me. I can't never forget, man. We gotta always don't forget about Brexit. Brexit has been initiated. It's been in effect for now, what, 6 months?
Brother G, where you at? You've been saying Brexit for how long? Brother G been saying Brexit for long.
I've been saying Brexit before Brexit even got for a year
that's
and a
right.
half, about two.
That's right. You been saying
it,
Brexit.
It finally got initiated last year by the end of March, going to end of April. And it's in full effect, and they pulled away from the EU. They said they weren't going to go away with it, go along with the foolishness. They have all economic resources because what the EU wanted to do, which EU controls, 80% of the world, 80% of all nations, China controls about 80% of all their resources. 85% of the world resources, China controls 80% of that, of the EU markets. Now, what they wanted to do, Britain, they wanted to move away from that because they said they don't need nobody telling them what to do, and they wanted a stake in it for themselves. But, it's taking off right now, and it's taking off. And we're getting to a crucial point. As the brother said, you're going to have to find your niche. What other people say and what we always say, everybody's not going to be saved. Like minds are gonna have to hang with like minds, and that's what is going down.
I'm gonna say this right quick, so everybody, good. This program is so enlightening because I want to get on everybody today. Because again, I'm seeing so many people coming on, and we talking about subjects that we don't talk about no more. There was a group at the time of all of us, we learned from somebody, and I'm trying to make everybody understand. We ain't condoning or we ain't approving. We just showing that there's facts and everything. Like you said, you found out Container Home. Let's make sure we make sure that if these are the trends, wherever you learned your trend from, I don't care at this point. I'm just saying we're going to look at the trends. But the trends were saying that was the facts. The other shit was bullshit. But that happened to be a key pivotal point in his message. I'm going to be honest with you. It is. Because think about it, everybody. If the resources are being managed. I just told you the climate control, they said this. I'm not making this up. They already did this, but we don't even know because our news is censored. It says climate risk unit. They got a climate risk unit to determine our pricing and coming into America. Now, y'all better realize that Royal Caribbean, those of you like to do cruises, I'm going to tell y'all this. I love y'all. The cruise industry is very cruel. It can be it's very beautiful. But you see the people who are promoting Royal Caribbean. Now, Mickey Arison of the Miami Heat, that's going to be, I told you South Florida is going to be in this today all day. Mickey Arison, Miami Heat, is a part of Royal Caribbean. Now, for them to be promoting vaccines, this is a man that should be wondered. I'm not against him. I can't do it against him. He's so rich. Black folks will go along with him because I'm sure he fed a lot of the pork and beans and all the projects down here, overtime. I'm sure he feels a lot of people, because when you got money, they'll do anything for that money. That's how you know you're parasites. I'm about to get deep. Y'all ready for this? See, y'all parasites. They don't want you. You know you are. We're parasitical. That's why it's called politics. And you only will feed that will feed you like any parasite. And I got this from McAfee. This was part of his last rant. He said, y'all parasites, and if you know etymology, that's one thing I was glad I would learn, the origin of a word. If I say parasites and politics are together, I'm like, wow, that's interesting. Biology proves that parasitical beings are in your body right now. Now, I'm going to do a program on 4th of July with Brother Kwame. We're going to kick it high noon on the ass. And we're gonna let you know your body got robots already in it. Your molecules got robotical transmission to do the same job all the time. Otherwise, you'd be dead already. Told you it's the Twilight Zone. Now we're gonna take a quick break because you know I'm still a capitalist at heart. That's all I know. Is we need money to survive, and so do you. So, of course, we got to do what we got to do. We're not going to play games with you. Capitalism is not a bad thing. It's part of the Masonic Republic that you black folks created. You know you created the Masonic Republic. I know you don't even want to admit it because you've been brainwashed to believe that you're not part of the Republic. And unfortunately, you are the Republic. And guess what? The Republic needs your money. Not just by physical money, your energy. Because you are crypto now. You didn't know that. Obviously, you those on the line, not all of you. I'm talking to the 10 regions. You don't know you're crypto. You thought you was kryptonite. You knew about kryptonite, but you didn't know you was going to be crypto. You are the new economy. They don't even need money now because you have biologically put your insert, just like the movie with Justin Timberlake, when you was called out of time. So you already put in how much time and sweat equity you put in. So when they come figure out that you are useless eater, you think it's a joke. When they figure out, now you just heard the dude tell you, I'm so happy for y'all, I really am. I couldn't do this without y'all. Y'all just had somebody on the program said that your credit, Rob Collins said your credit, don't get a bankruptcy. If you get a bankruptcy now, guess where you're going? You're going to debtor prison. That's already being set up for you. Get ready.
And you won't even be able to get an apartment at least for a year with that bankruptcy. A lot of these companies not even going to fuck with you.
No, you're homeless. You are an outsider. They already starting the process.
Here's the thing. I know some people who've gone through that. Now, unless you go through underground and find somebody who will rent to you who won't do the credit check, because some landlords will give you some place to live, but it ain't going to be in the best neighborhood.
Okay, now, hear how that works. Thank you for saying that. I love you. Okay. Of course, you have to determine how we're going to live in the new world order. Are you going to live in the order or out of the order? This is what's coming. See, the crypto cuts out the middleman, but are you able to maneuver through crypto? Because, again, your job is actually – those who got jobs for the government, they won't even want – some municipalities want to know if you got property. Do you own anything else? You know, some jobs want to know. Now, you better ask yourself, is your job worth all this or should you cash out? This is going to be the future shows. Is your job worth you – taking the so-called racism that you know you're taking from some people. You know you got people who believe that because they speak two languages, they better than you, and you only speak one. You know that. You know that.
Well, that's who, in a sanctuary city, that's who's being hired anyway. If you bilingual now, you're going to have a job composed of somebody who doesn't speak another language.
That's the opposite effect of what we was told was reality. According to reality, country that is in power, you supposed to cater to that country, supposedly, being that this country's supposed to be under siege, which is not what they taught you. Now, it's funny that English, if you know etymology, got everybody language in it. Ain't that amazing? But it's supposed to be a bastard language, which I can figure out Latin. How come I can look up that language and find everybody's language in it? Somebody tell me. Go ahead. You tell me.
But what we got to look at, too, in a lot of places that are now hiring or doing, they want to know your Facebook page, anything that's dealing with social media, they go on and check your, they have companies that go on and check your social media page. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be judged by your behavior, and what you do in your private life on social media affects your employment and can affect your living.
And Brother Kwame, and add on what you were just saying, also here now, like a lot of the local governments, now they're running credit checks on you too.
Right.
Now, I'm just saying this. Now, again.
It's called Brother Kwame. It's called your social credit score. They started it in China about a year and a half ago.
Okay. That's why I love y'all.
Social
here you go.
Behavior control.
Here you go.
This chilling image is just a glimpse into the human rights abuses happening in China right now. That picture is from a recent Human Rights Watch report claiming that over a million ethnic Uyghurs are being held in what's being called a massive internment camp shrouded in secrecy. The Uyghurs, they're a Muslim minority in China living in the northern province of Xinjiang. The camps, which you can see being built here via these satellite shots, are reportedly re-education centers, although Chinese officials insist they are vocational education and employment training centers. But the camps are just the beginning. Chinese authorities are using an unprecedented system of digital surveillance to monitor every aspect of the lives of the almost 10 million Chinese Uyghurs. This includes a network of 20 million cameras, apps that can scan every smartphone searching for religious material. So basically, it's a digital big brother to monitor every aspect of the Uyghurs' lives. And it's not just the Uyghurs. China is using technology to monitor all of its people, harnessing the state's surveillance arsenal in a new program called Social Credit. China is home to 1.3 billion people, and their president, Xi Jinping, says the country's new social credit system keeps its people safe and makes their lives easier. Xi has ordered cameras plastered across China, leaving no dark corners, and plans to monitor every move by every citizen. He's introduced a nationwide program which scores everyone based on their purchases, lifestyle choices, and habits. It's like adding your Facebook data to your credit score, only with far more serious consequences. Check out this report.
That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to go too far on that. Y'all hit it on the nose. Now, if this is being implemented in America, you got to look at the growing stages of infancy. What would be the easiest way to get people to
smart
go along
cities.
With this? Huh?
Smart cities.
Smart cities, thank
what
you.
What they're implementing, smart cities, is what
smart
they're
city.
Going to do in turning these cities into to zones or regentrified areas where they have
go.
Total control over what goes on in that area, policing and
that's
all.
Right. Now, if they already doing this, China's doing it now. China is the model. So why, when you think they're having a meeting with China about your betterment, they're having a meeting in China about how, now China is the implement, why? Look at the population. It said billions. We only got millions. They got billions. If you can control billions, then you are the god of this planet, a mercantile. It's called merchant law. This is what we're going to do on the 4th of July. I'm going to show you that the whole 4th of July is a sex ritual. Listen carefully. The whole 4th of July is a sex ritual. That's all I'm going to say. And so everybody wants a big bang. That's all I'm going to say. Right now, we're going to get it going on because obviously your credit score, if you got bad credit in America, I don't care what you believe. I don't give a damn what you think you believe. It's not important. Your credit score is the God. If you think you're going to keep getting shit.
Not Charlemagne.
Not Charlemagne. Yeah. Not Charlemagne the God. No, not that one. I was going to say, that's a good one. That's a good one. All I'm going to say is this. You can believe whatever you want, but the celebrities got good credit. See, anytime you can be able to go out and buy shit, and I'm learning. Good credit. I'm just going to say this to all y'all out there. If you don't think good credit going to determine, and again, I'm just going to say this. You could be, I don't care how you believe at this moment, but just think about it. If they do enemy of the state, which is not by accident, they did a movie like this. If you are deemed enemy of the state, how that could be done? Let's take a few scenarios. Enemy of the state would be anybody who doesn't take a vaccine, because according to Biden, they know. According to anybody about the vaccines, all should be suspect because every group promotes it, regardless of what they are. Republicans, they all promote this shit in some form or fashion, that you feel safer if you do have it. It can't be both ways. Can't be. You can't say it was safe, but it's dangerous. How that sound? That's an oxymoron. So if it's being told as being safe and dangerous, you better be well aware it's dangerous. That's just common sense. That's Spy Network 101. Just look up spy information. You don't believe anything the media should to tell you at this point in time when you see cyber attacks of this magnitude in South Florida amongst a rich zip code. Isn't that strange? A rich zip code got whacked. And you can't say you didn't learn today that Tesla didn't say that this can happen, because if it could happen in his time and he did experiment, that's why I like them, because they did a real experiment. Jump in, fit in. I hear somebody want to jump in. Real experiments, everybody. Not this speculation shit. They actually did the experiment to show we can vibrate a building, steel, anything.
But what you said about zip codes, Drybone, you got million-dollar zip codes to where they know, like in Chicago. They got million-dollar zip codes where they know that in that zip code, there are people incarcerated that they make $1 million off of. Anybody with a credit score, any area with a 750 above credit score, you don't see the crime and violence that you see in the lower credit score.
Oh, no.
So it's by design.
Boom. Yeah. Now, that's beautiful. Now, that makes sense to me. Keep it going. Right, the zip code.
Right. You find a zip code with people living with a 750 and above credit score. Ain't no crime and no violence going on like you do in an area that's got a 500 or a below credit score.
That's right. So this it's already started. So it's already.
Right.
Now, you made it clear to everybody. Not me. My brother made it clear to everybody. You already living in social credit. That's my experience. All these commercials, know your credit. You already in it. It's just a footstep away. When you put the other foot down and it's in a perpendicular, you're going to find out you already in a new world because you already accepted it. It's acceptable. Because, again, I feel good when somebody – it's a sad thing, but you're like, oh, you can get something. You're like, damn, I can get something? You gonna give me all this? You gonna give me all this credit because I'm above what? 700? That's amazing. So
and
I'm
that's across
you right
the
now.
Board. Experian, TransUnion, and what's the other one? Because it's three of them now.
It's three of them. Experian,
Equifax.
Thank you.
Equifax.
There you go.
Right.
There you go. So obviously, even in buying a house, property is based off any of your credit. So even when the brother tells you on the phone that my brother just told you, you know, if you got below 500, you ain't getting no credit. You ain't getting no house.
And here's the thing about that. Even if your credit is borderline good, like if you can get a car or whatever, yeah, but the thing is you're going to have a highest interest rate. In other words, you're going to be paying because your credit is fucked up. You're going to be paying more than what you're supposed to be paying.
Hold on. Let me make this clear to everybody. Believe me, everybody loves cars. If you get some money, don't get a car. A car depreciates a minute. It's
depreciates in value.
Right. Why would you get a car? Go get something as cheap, as value, as a land, a plot, something. If you could grow vegetables, I know people smart enough to realize they grow vegetables, they got a grant. If y'all don't understand that the land is of the only mercy, of the mercy seas, that's why the God of y'all Bibles, what did the God of your Bible say?
But
he said land. Land was your first gift. on earth.
Well, land is, economics deals with three major things. Number one, there is the planet, land. Whatever comes out of the land is the resources in which you manage to produce the monetary payout. So this is what the economics deals with. You look at Florida. They don't sell land by acres or square foot. They sell by the square inch. That's how valuable that land is. In building a building, they looking at putting that building on, and they can sell an apartment by the square inch and charge $500,000.
And the square inches, I'm going to tell you why you know you're right.
And
because
it ain't
right. Our apartments are now coming with their own grocery stores. If you get a apartment on US 1 in the Brickell Coconut Grove area, you're going to spend over $250,000 probably to get in some of these apartments or condos.
But look at something else that's in our community. We have Walmart and these little chain stores in it. Their insurance and their rent is higher than it would be in a 750 credit score area. They pay more to lease and to
They're about to take that over. If that zip code, I learned from all y'all and those like brother who told me these things. I got to learn from y'all the bones. You got to look. If nobody tells you that your property is worthless, now I'm gonna tell you something in Miami, and I'm gonna tell you those of you in Miami, listen to me, jump in, fit in. Isn't there a property in Miami right now where a Hispanic family did not want to sell? They were willing to not even bother them, get them out. They are being built around $600 million worth of properties being around this little ass house. Now, something ain't right with that project. I'm going to get somebody from South Florida on here again. 2585. You heard that, right? 2575. Fort Lauderdale.
But look at Chicago.
They built a house right now.
Cabrini Green.
Hey,
Bones.
This is recently. This is a house that is all by itself.
Hey, Bones, you just hit it on point. It was on the news maybe like a couple weeks ago where it was a Latino family. They didn't want to sell. He didn't want to sell, you know, his land. He was one of the last people that held out. They built everything, the hospital. They built a hospital around him, a hospital and surrounding condos around him. So when he came out his door every morning, he saw construction work and everything, and they built around him. And I was like, whoa.
Right.
And they offered him $1 million+.
Right.
Undervalued.
He claimed his mama gave it to him because she was an exile here. Now, I'm just going to show you how this shit works in certain areas where it wouldn't work in yours. Now, they would have brought him out, and they would did what they call intimate domain on him immediately.
Just like what North Fork Southern did here in Chicago, the rail yard brought up a whole area and tore down all the houses. You was going either way.
Right. Now, this guy was able to stay because they want to hold what I've now been a transfer of the baton. We are no longer, and I got the proof. I've showed people this. I found a court case that proved that this was going to happen. And, of course, people are nervous, scared, as always. And so when you bring it to people, you say, well, what you going to bring to the table if we do go through with this? And they get nervous. But it stated they were going to eliminate Black Miami. This is all I'm going to say. And this is a fact. They have done it. Every Black neighborhood in South Dade is gone. Gone.
And you're right, Dry Bones, because what they're doing is, and you're looking at statistics, every 10 years, you got 200,000 Black people living in an area. In 10 years, they can project to get all of that 200,000 out of there and only put 100 in there. And those 100 are going to be the kind of economic wealth that wants that property, because land and the location of land is very key, because that
and them Black people going to have them high-ass credit scores too.
Right. If you get in there, you got it.
Now I'm gonna tell you something. Hold on. Let's make this clear. I'm only gonna speak for my area because it's been on the news so much. But the areas that sold the most land were the churches. Everybody, I can name them if you really want to know them. Richmond Heights, Coconut Grove. I can name all of them. They sold the land out, and then got the nerve to take government money. And now they want to have our people be vaccinated. Now, you tell me.
Wow.
You tell me.
But churches, who gave the money for the church to buy? Because we contribute in tithing for the church to have the money to buy the land.
All I'm saying is.
That shows you the game.
Me and you on the same game, so ain't no debate on that. All I can say is if the people, like he just said, brought the land, blood, sweat, and tears. Coconut Grove was ran by black folks, particularly Bahamians, and it is just a fracture of what it looked like when I first got here. Now, you ask yourself this question, everybody. If immigration is so good, it has definitely not been good for those of you claiming to be indigenous to this land. So, obviously, that should be a mute, and anybody who brings it up should be even talked about or brought into fruition. Now, what are you? What kind of nigga are you? That going ain't female or not? I'm saying because y'all. I just watched a group of black Spanish people. I ain't making this up. I live around a lot of them. Been good people. Ain't never did. I heard them playing a song at their parties. Half the party was rap music. Nigga this, nigga that. Right. I love my niggas. I'm a nigga. You a nigga. Let's all be niggas. And now you gonna tell me they ain't planning on getting rid of your ass?
If you look at the word immigration. Look at the word immigration and the way you spell it. You take the I-M and say, I'm a migrant.
Well, I mean, I got you. And I'm not going to break that. It is a migrant. But if somebody tells you for years this was going to be your demise, still telling me I'm crazy.
That sounds like a virus, doesn't it?
It sounds like a virus. It's a virus. That's why I said your biggest, the biggest war was Gavi. See, cyber crypto is based off Gavi. Because Gavi them know, look at the name, Gavi. That's amazing. Gavi knows that it pays no taxes. Y'all all worry about somebody paying taxes. You can see it's a game. Ain't nobody paying taxes when they rich. Who paying taxes that's rich? Nobody. So automatically should be wondering, and you don't even want to pay taxes. My whole life on in this little bit of consciousness, I was told by every group from white to black, we being taxed, it's not constitutional. Ain't that what you told me? Usury is wicked. Ain't that what y'all been telling our people for years?
Taxation without representation.
Y'all been saying that for years. Now you come to the time frame where it comes to the tilt. Just like the book of Daniel 7:9 says, you've been wanting in the balance. That's the Mayat. See, they even threw in the Mayat in Daniel, but 7:9. I hope y'all know that. That is a Mayat. That's not nothing about no Daniel. But the Mayat tells you you're going to be wanting in the... Now, right now, I call people from Buffalo. They say chicken is missing. Ain't no chicken. Chicken on went up. Now, this is the Buffalo wing capital. The chicken wings on went up. They about to have a heart attack because chicken wings, you know, is big time. So you telling me the food is your food levels and your department stores are up to par? If you go into your store in your region and you find out that shit looked to be missing, you better start getting nervous because that means merchant law.
It ain't just the chicken; it's the cloven too. Remember, I was telling y'all about finish lines. You can't find gym shoes no more. Sneakers, whatever you want to call them.
I'm just having fun telling you what's going on in one region. Go ahead.
Hey, Derek, they in that container that's stuck in the Suez Canal.
Right.
All them gym shoes that come out of China.
Right.
They stuck on that boat coming out of China.
Now, that's nothing how you know you're brainwashed. That's how you know you're brainwashed. Because everybody know what you buy is from China. Never thought to your mind, say, well, damn, did we produce anything? That lets you know that you have a consumption mind. You're parasitic. So if you're parasitic, which I don't see how you can't get this, meaning that you're a consumer, just like a site, just like a cancer. See, cancer is parasitic. It sucks off of you, just like we all do today. I'm using viruses because I realize now they have demeaned our existence to viruses, which means that they're very ingenious. To know what a virus is about and to put you in the same category as a virus is very, very, very high intellectual thinking. That you can be honestly the same way a virus is, you are. You, not all of you on here, but because you remember, you got contagious and you got those who can fight. Y'all the asymptomatic on this program. The asymptomatic is at danger right now. That means you are able to fight. Just like in the Matrix, remember? It was fighting within its own body in the Matrix. I thought it was fighting through all that. That's your body. And what they are shooting to you, oh, they're going to cut us off. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's 12 o'clock
okay.
Here.
Yeah. Well, they just cut us off here, so it says we done. So whatever happens, okay. There's no more clips. There's no more. All who are going to stay on, because if you got your lines open, do not take them off because I can't control it. But the parasite, I registered their own. They look at us as parasites, and I'm not saying it's bad because think about it. If you learn the making of your own self, then you can know how to fight thyself because that's their thinking. Your molecules, if it changes and you can't fight it, they don't care. They don't care.
But what you're saying is like what comes out and you walk in a swampy area in water. What does a leech do? It attaches to you and sucks what?
The blood.
And then the only way you get it, and you have to burn it off of you. But the
and
thing
some
of
leeches
is,
was,
is
but,
that,
hey, but some leeches was good. Let's make it, some leeches was good in medicine.
Right.
That's
they
how they were able to
medicine.
Get
it.
Blood clots. Blood clots was used by leeches.
Right.
To suck, yeah. So it got good and evil in it. Got good
right.
and evil in it.
And so who's to say if you put a leech on where you get your vaccination at, they may be able to suck that their nanoparticles at you.
Hey, I'm looking at everything like y'all say because, again, being that this was never scientifically ever looked at properly, we don't know what it is. So right now we the scientists. We looking at what we mm-hmm. see from our own perspectives, and we see now I'm saying that if they don't fall out right away, it's not the issue. The issue already stated that they after something higher. The pineal gland, they claim, according to what this lady said, that was their main goal was to make sure your pineal gland does not function during this program.
And
check
why
this,
is that?
And check
because...
this out. The crypt now, going back, we talked about this book, Word Magic from Pao Chang. It clicked on page 92. It says the hidden digital currency that the dark magicians want to use to control the global economy and drain mankind's life force energy so they can use this life force energy to feed the dead. And they talking about cryptocurrency on page 92.
Now think about it. That guy that we just heard, McAfee, was a dark magician. He told you in his own life. His whole life was about being killed. They killers. He done told you that. They got away. So we got dark forces. Now, what he knew, whatever happened to him, ain't our business. Because he did his own deed. But what is our business that he his deed of putting antiviruses on all our computers is our concern. Because this is where they're going to figure out when the final roundup of the final purge, which we would do on the 4th of July, too, with Brother Kwame, the purge movie is coming out. Just like Infinite Wars. Y'all got that. But this purge stuff makes you wonder how they can really pull this off. You'd be like, they can't pull the purge off on a... Yes, they can. Yes, they can.
Shit.
Yes, they can. Because all they got to do is have a few of them act up by digital, who took these shots that we don't know who they are. They have put people in the country. You do not know who they are. Have no idea.
Bro, I'm going to argue this. I'm going to say they already here. I say it's these damn kids. Not all of them. But these kids running around here just randomly shooting people and carjacking people. And they might not be the shot.
It could be that 5G again. It could be both.
I'm 5G. Remember now, 5G, the phones, they have figured out how to route up that, like y'all brothers been saying, how to route up your body through sight, sound, and frequency. So if you're getting sight, sound, and frequency, now you playing Oculus, which we should have invested in, Oculus. Remember, I can't even put that on because I don't know if I get happy with that all day long. You might say, all I want to see is a false reality. So these kids
but
that we call our relatives, go ahead.
Yeah, but I think I sent you this clip where they talk about paracelial corpse phenomena in Europe. What that is that they learn how to take energy out of young black men, and while they were lynching and doing that, and being able to take that spiritual energy at that time when they killed that body, and being able to harvest that energy and be able to use it. And so what we're looking at is rituals, and what they're doing with it is being able to tap into what we're talking about is the pineal with calcifying and DNA, I mean, with NA attack on it, is being able to counter the consciousness that's coming from the alignment of what we're getting from what's above. And this is what the whole thing is. This is a battle of spirit, principalities, and spiritual warfare.
And Bravo Kwame, Dravos, check this out. I forgot, I didn't mention this last week, but did y'all know on June 19th, I believe it was 1987, remember the Boston player, basketball player, Len Bias got drafted? He died on that date. And also, I think a couple
really?
Years ago.
Oh, man.
Yes, he did. On June.
What? Wow.
Yeah. And remember, Dravo, we were talking about the Phoenix Suns possibly going to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
That center, DeAndre Drayton, a couple years ago, the NBA draft had that draft on the beginning of the summer solstice, and he was the number one pick. And when I saw that then saying that something was happening with the Phoenix Suns, but tied it in with Brother Kwame was saying, these are rituals, and they're using us, basically, like I said, as these damn experiments. And they're using the black women, too, because a lot of these young black girls out here carjacking people, too, now.
Well, even if it's an experiment, I agree with y'all. There's no way I'm not going to say I'm not. But I'm just saying that the blacks that are participating in this at a high level. Now, those you talking about doing what y'all doing, they like pawns in the game. They're going to knock them off. They don't care about them doing what they're doing. They want them to do that.
Right.
But the higher level ones that I'm dealing with that y'all got to see that this, the low-level ones that are danger for our own disposal. But the high-level ones, they are infiltrated by police protection. If y'all don't know that these people that they claim they don't want the police, is guarded by... That dude was guarded by a Navy SEAL. McAfee was guarded by a Navy SEAL and still died, supposedly.
Hey, you hear me? Y'all hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah, plus it came up on the anniversary of Michael Jackson getting killed, and he got killed by a directed energy weapon. And that guy that played for the Phoenix Suns, that Devin Booker, he is a clone, man. Look at that dude eyes, man. Look at that dude eyes. He's a clone, man.
Me and you had this talk on you texted me. I said he's a clone, he's a Dr. J and Kobe, but we having our own little talk, but he plays a ball. I don't know what to say about this, I'm gonna say this about basketball. Y'all chime in. Basketball has already shown you it's controlled by the Chinese. They're showing you that already.
The article just came out the other day saying China owns Nike.
Yep.
hey, Dry Bones, you remember when LeBron James tried to get funny about the cop in Ohio? Remember he had a little, I think it was on Instagram. There was an Ohio cop that he said he's next, right, because of the killing.
Yeah, right. I remember that. Right. Go ahead.
And they got so mad at with LeBron, they told him, you ain't getting no championship. They took him out the first round.
Well, LeBron.
That's how they do you.
Man, he can't go side. Look here, LeBron cannot move lateral, man. His knee fucked up. All he can do is forward and backward. Okay, me and Robert discovered that shit. He cannot move lateral.
But What I'm saying, he stepped out of order, and he got corrected. And he got removed because they're taking that chance.
Hold on. Let's take that premise because on what you just said, I'm going to be honest with you. He only said a couple of things he couldn't answer. They asked him, did you take a shot? They said, did you take the vaccine? He would not answer. They asked him.
You didn't take
a few, he did not answer when they asked him. He would not admit that he took a shot or not because he don't want a shot. He knows. See, when
right.
you know what, when you know what it's about, you know you don't want to take that. Now, if he takes anything, we don't know what he took. If it's made to be vaccine water, we don't know. But all I can say for you, what you're talking about is LeBron James has been corrected on two times, and he's been corrected very harshly. That cop thing, I seen a bunch of media go after him on that. They said, well, you know, a black cop told him, let's meet with me, and he wouldn't meet with him. I seen that as well. They said, well, meet with me and go with me on a thing. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Y'all know y'all got family members, friends, females y'all mess with that was cops, people that's cops, uncles that's cops. Everybody, you know there's a cop in your family. Fuck you, fuck whatever you done. Let's not pretend. The cops, you only know you're going to call them. Let somebody on this line get killed by somebody in your family. You calling who? It's an automatic response. It's a transfer.
These niggas calling Jesus, man. They calling Jesus.
So let's not play. But let's not play like the cops ain't like, you know the cops quite well, black folks. Let's not play dumb. You got family members, deacons, preachers that were ex-cops, ex-sheriffs. Come on, let's not be dumb. Now, let's be honest. You like being around them people because you thought it was going to bring you something. That's all. You know you want. You don't mind being around a cop if you're able to get into the game for free. You don't mind being around a cop when he can get you into events when he's your cousin and shit. But you don't want to get with it when you find out, oh, I can get paid by the NAACP now in the so-called Black Lives Matter only if I go against a cop if he's white. Now, that should be a wake-up call to how they look at you, black people. Think about it. How dumb can you be?
Wow.
They saying to you, we so dumb that we can get them to do what we say by just showing a white face. And they feel like, oh, that shows you how brainwashed you are. Because think about it. While you worrying about a white man shooting one black, you only shot 45 motherfuckers in one night.
55
and they don't want to talk about that. But you know what's so funny? They're gonna run around that whole subject. Just what you just said. They're gonna run around it. They're not gonna address it.
Because they
and then that's the problem.
I'm saying it because this is a talk where facts matter. I don't care who you listen to after me. It don't make me no different. I found out some people take from these shows. I don't give a damn. That's beautiful. But my point is, let's be real about what we talk about. I haven't been invited to no show because I'm going to ask them hard-ass questions. That's why I don't get invited. But everybody can come on my show because I'm going to give you equal time to give what you believe to be a fact. But let me go on Brother X Show, all these shows y'all listen to. Let's really have a conversation on Beverly D for real. Let's see if it happens. How niggas from Chicago... Who what? I'm gonna play. I can't even play the tape. Goddamn. Y'all gonna tell me niggas still? And y'all gonna sit there and tell me y'all listening to these people still? Detroit? You listen to Detroit now? Niggas drinking poison water? They have no. Ain't hold on.